Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. No relief yet from skyrocketing gas prices, topping $4 a gallon for the first time since 2022. AAA puts the national average for a gallon of regular just over $4. That's up $1 in a month. The California average, a budget-busting $5.88. President Trump says energy prices will fall sharply when the Iran war is over, and he predicts that will be happening soon. In the meantime, the U.S. has hit the central Iranian city of Isfahan, sending a massive fireball all high into the sky. Tehran struck a fully loaded Kuwaiti oil tanker in the Persian Gulf, and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is chiming in.
After 1 month, he said the war was definitely beyond the halfway point, but later clarified he meant in terms of missions, not time. The Israeli Prime Minister said the war had killed thousands of members of Iran's Revolutionary Guards, and that his country and the U.S. were close to finishing the arms industry, wiping out entire plants and the nuclear program itself. The Israeli leader again said the regime change was not the goal, but he voiced confidence that the Islamic Republic would collapse internally.
The BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem. There may be no relief yet at the gas pump, but there is relief for travelers at the country's airport. Security lines getting shorter now that President Trump has intervened, making sure that TSA officers get paid. Congress has not acted. Lawmakers currently on a two-week holiday break, and Democrats are complaining about the president's executive order paying TSA personnel who went without pay for almost 2 months. Authorities are investigating a shooting at a high school in Boulevardy, Texas, near San Antonio. Police say a student shot and wounded a teacher before taking his own life yesterday morning. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up more than 400 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Progressive knows that boat days can come with unexpected problems.
Oh, no, I dropped my lip balm in the water. I can't think of anything worse than the looming threat of potentially having chapped lips. It was ginger vanilla, too. My favorite flavor.
If a real problem comes along, your boat's protected 24/7 with Progressive. So you can keep worrying about boater problems. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
Sight and Sound Films presents
Benjamin Franklin.
Reverend Whitfield.
A match made in heaven.
Or just a deal made in a print shop.
Two voices.
My friends, you want to be free.
One idea.
The Constitution needs to speak to the heart of these people.
A new nation.
You are the lightning bolt, George. I am just the lightning rod. And who is the source, Ben?
A Great Awakening. In theaters this Easter. AGreatAwakening.com for details. Rated PG-13.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have a stoppage at the Old Harbor Tunnel southbound. There is a vehicle fire after the bridge at Pulaski Highway, and at least for the last 15 minutes, traffic was not really moving southbound through there, backed up to Moravia Road. So if you're back in Rosedale, you're coming down to the split 95. Is the way to go right now. Once in a while, see traffic trickling a little bit by the scene, but there's more equipment arriving there now. And again, that's 895 after Pulaski Highway. Had a wreck near the Anne Arundel County, Prince George's County line about 20 minutes ago. Heads up Route 32 westbound at the intersection at 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got an even warmer day ahead of us. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. A stray shower possible. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
57 degrees in White Marsh and 57 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police have released more information about the arrest of seven juveniles in downtown Baltimore on Sunday. Police responded to large groups of young people fighting and acting disorderly, and as police broke up the crowd, some juveniles moved to other locations, including Marketplace, where more fights took place. Three 13-year-old boys were arrested for attempted armed robbery in the 200 block of East Lombard Street. A 13-year-old girl was charged with assault in the 600 block of East Lombard Street. And at Marketplace, police arrested three suspects, age 12, 14, and 17 for assault. And Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley and Brandon Scott have released statements about the downtown arrest of the juveniles. The commissioner says police became aware of the disturbances after a teen link-up was promoted on social media and officers responded to assist with crowd control. He says anyone who engages in violence, incites an unlawful assembly, or participates in robberies or disorderly conduct will be arrested and held accountable. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 580. The pick 4, 7466. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
This is Pastor David Lewis at today's Moment of Truth. You can probably start a good discussion or maybe an argument or even a fight if you ask someone to give America an identity in an attempt to describe it. I'm sure it would depend upon to whom you were speaking, but according to the history books, at least the ones that haven't been rewritten, as well as most of flyover country, America is a civilization of Judeo-Christian ethos and essence. Many may not know what that really means, but in addition to the obvious acknowledgement of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as well as the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it has supplied our nation with a set of moral and philosophic principles regarding economic, social, personal, and political life. From it, we learn a personal responsibility, liberty, a good work ethic, individualism, and an understanding of what is right from what is wrong. Pretty good identity, wouldn't you say? One which any group of Americans should be able to find acceptable. This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. A rough debut last night for Chris Bassett at Camden Yard.
1-1, and that's out to right field. That'll get down base hit. Higashioka scores easily. Everybody goes station to station. It's 3-1 Rangers.
Dave Raymond had the call on the Rangers Sports Network. Jake Berger's RBI single, part of a three-run Rangers rally in the second. And it was the difference in the game as Texas comes to Baltimore and takes game one. 5-2 was the final. Bassett didn't last the fifth, allowing six hits, four earned runs, and four walks. After the game, his comments.
Execution-wise today, I was awful. So, I mean, yeah, we mixed up it up a little bit more, but overall, it was just execution was really bad.
On the flip side, the Birds have now scored two or less runs in three of their first four games. Elsewhere in the division, the big three all fall. Yanks beaten by the Mariners 2-1. Rockies slammed the Blue Jays 14-5. And it was the Royals over the Red Sox 8-1 the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ravens president Sashi Brown blames the media. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Gentlemen, morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is Tuesday, March 31st, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program in this hour, Baltimore County Parent Coalition is appealing the school budget vote of $2.5 billion, which may have been cast illegally. FBI Michigan synagogue attacker was inspired by the Hezbollah terrorists, that according to the FBI yesterday. So we'll get to that story. And the top story here in this hour, once again, the dirty trick Democrats are at it again in the general insane asylum. The Speaker Pelosi, Crazy Nancy, was in town last night to address the wild and wascally Democrats, and Apparently, the Speaker of the House, Jocelyn Peña Melnick, pushed through a budget vote last night despite the fact that there were no plans for any votes. And you know, we're debating this, the governor's budget, which is passed, one passed the House, one passed the Senate. There are differences in the budget, and that has to go to a conference committee. Coming out of that is a report called the Budget Reconciliation and Financing Act, or BRFA, as it is known. And the numerous delegates were excused from last night's session unaware that a vote would be taking place. Yeah, that's dirty tricks, folks. You can see the... I've got the vote sheet right in front of me, and you look at it, and there were, as of last night, there were 14 absences, many Republicans, and 12 people did not vote. So, again, had a little bit of a short staff there last night. Much like the Republicans and the Democrats did in the Senate last weekend with that unanimous consent thing over the opening up of the DHS. So, yeah, in the middle of the night, things don't happen, or late at night, usually good things don't happen. Delegate Shalega of the House Freedom Caucus asking for 24 hours to read the bill. And, of course, they didn't get that. And so she did get up to challenge Ben Barnes, the Democrat, over specifically was there still in the budget money that would penalize, you would try to penalize local law enforcement if they cooperated with ICE. Here's how that exchange went.
Okay. Would the clerk please take the call? There being 94 votes in the negative and 24 votes in the affirmative, the motion fails. Recognizing the lady from Baltimore County.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
You're welcome.
This was not on the agenda prior to 5 minutes ago, so I think that's unjust and not right. That's not the case. But I will ask the floor leader some questions about the BRFA, please.
Every conference committee report is put on the agenda at the last minute. That's how conference committees work. I think you've been here 16 years, but what are your questions?
Wow. Good Smug. Evening. How are you, Mr. Chairman?
You know, I'm good, except, you know, there's an old tale.
It's his birthday.
I know. Aww. He's not happy with it. We can all tell he's unhappy.
Aww.
But I'll try to cheer him
Be
up.
Be kind, because it's his birthday.
I am always kind.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, yes.
If you could please tell us, does this BRFA continue to punish law enforcement that cooperate with federal authorities?
It was not a conference committee item. So here's how I think you were on appropriations, so let me remind the body how conference committees work. When there are differences between the houses get together and discuss their differences. That amendment, as you know, was put on by the Senate and accepted by the House. So for anything that happened, it would not have been the sort of germane or the subject matter of the conference committee report. The short answer is yes, but if you have other questions of that nature, they would all be yes because they were not part of the conference committee.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, but I know in conference committee things get added and taken away that are not necessarily part of the conference because you're right, I was on appropriations for 4 years, and I did watch it happen that way. So it is germane, and it is appropriate for us to discuss. So you're telling me that in this BRFA, there is a penalty for any local law enforcement that cooperates with ICE.
Yes.
That's all you had to say in the beginning, is just answer her question. But no, we got this patronizing, smug attitude. And then, of course, anybody that's in Annapolis...
Because they know she was right.
Exactly. Anybody in Annapolis that doesn't know how the process works, you don't belong there.
Exactly.
If he's going to take time out to explain to you what a conference committee does and what it is, we've got some real dolts serving in Annapolis. 613 traffic weather on the threes now with the update. We've got the king of all traffic, who's not a dolt, by the way. Chuck the Body Whitaker.
I'm an adult.
You are an adult.
I try to be an
adult.
But
not adult.
Oh, adult. What exactly is a dolt?
A person of with a smidgen
Low
of intelligence. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm not an adult.
No.
I'm not an adult either, so it's fine. I'm both. 895 southbound at 550 this morning, maybe a little bit before that, had a vehicle fire that was fully involved. They're still working on that, and I haven't seen a lot of traffic moving at that scene, Pulaski Highway and near the Erdman Avenue ramp. So anybody that got caught back at Moravia Road, you've been sitting there this entire time. We're trying to deflect as much traffic as we can over to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Been looking at that. It's not backed up too badly, but that is the way to go right now because you're not going anywhere right here on 895. It looks like to me, if you could get over to the Erdman Avenue ramp, that ramp should bring you south of the vehicle fire, but in the meantime, 95 would be the better bet. And again, about a half an hour ago, there was a wreck at the Anne Arundel County Prince George's County line, Route 32 westbound at 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday, mostly cloudy but warm, low 80s today. A chance for a stray shower possible overnight, temps in the low 60s. Tomorrow, low 80s again, with a chance of afternoon showers and or storms. Enjoy the summer-like weather while it lasts, because I'm sure we'll be back down near freezing again by the end of the week.
Who knows, right?
58 right now in Annapolis, 58 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Supreme Court has rejected Tiger King star Joe Exotic's bid to have his murder conspiracy conviction overturned. Remember that during COVID, a lot of people were watching Tiger King. It is refreshing to have at least the tiger in the news, and it's not Tiger Woods.
Exactly.
That's true. A little bit of a break there.
A whole different kind of tiger.
Yeah. Did you see the Secret Service says you can't drive President Trump's grandkids any longer?
That's true. Not anymore.
Not anymore. So that's their job, to protect the president's grandchildren as well.
Sure.
Security lines at the airports are moving again. Now the TSA agents are getting paid. And next up, President Trump will try to tackle the lines at the Strait of Hormuz. All right, so one problem down, another one to solve. Did you hear about the Rolling Stones are upset with President Trump?
No.
In the documentary Melania, they used the Stones song Gimme Shelter. Now, they did get permission from the licensing agency, but the Stones are saying it gives the impression they endorse the film, which they do not.
Just so, take the credit.
The president,
and be quiet.
President may revoke the visas of the Rolling Stones.
Sure.
Stop them from coming in. Last time a bunch of 80-year-olds fought this hard was over the last serving of tapioca pudding at the home there.
Oh. Over the commode seat.
That's right. An AI-generated singer named Eddie Dalton has three of the top five most downloaded songs on iTunes.
Hmm.
Or maybe they should rename it AI Tunes.
For real?
You know? I mean, I want the real thing. I don't want AI singers or AI bands.
I really don't want AI anything. Sorry.
Okay. Just crazy. Four masked men stole paintings of Renoir, Matisse, and Cezanne worth over $10 million in a three-minute heist at a museum in Italy.
Wow.
So it wasn't the Louvre.
No. It was not the Louvre this time. It was Hakeem Jeffries is blaming ICE agents. You know, they had masks. Must have been them, right? How about this? There's a woman that has to have a hearing in court. They allowed her to have a Zoom hearing, a virtual hearing. But she wasn't at home. She was actually driving at the time.
You cannot be driving, ma'am. What are you doing? Come on.
I'm not driving. I'm a passenger in a car. But I will have my driver pull over. Hang on 1 second.
Am I crazy or does it not look like you're driving that car?
I'm not driving the car. I'm a passenger in the car, sir.
You know you're lying to me, right?
No, I'm not, sir.
Let me see the driver. Let me see the driver.
Hang on 1 second.
No.
I have to ask their permission.
Oh, you're not in the you weren't in the driver's side. You think I'm that stupid?
The judge came down pretty hard on that.
As well, he should have. He should have come down harder.
You know, she's probably late.
See, she's sitting in the seat with the lap belt on. You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's just it was crazy. He knew. He knew right away. As you know, Southwest has changed its plus size passenger policy. Now customers of size have to buy an extra seat.
This was one for each bun.
And apparently a lot of folks are taking to social media. They're ripping Southwest a new one over this policy. So especially those of plus size proportion. And that has led to a new spinoff airline that Southwest is now launching next month.
Airline seats are getting smaller while passengers are getting bigger. But there's one airline that caters to people who love catering. Fat American Airlines.
This is the boarding call for Fat American Airlines Flight 67. Please make your way down the titanium reinforced jetway.
Yeah! Yeah!
at Fat American Airlines. Our wide-body jets are engineered for wide bodies like yours.
In the likely event that you'll become out of breath trying to lift your suitcase into the overhead compartment, an oxygen mask will drop from the ceiling.
Every Fat American Airlines flight offers free snacks, personal video screens, free snacks, onboard Wi-Fi, and of course, free snacks.
This is your captain speaking. Please fasten your extra-long seatbelts for the seemingly impossible task of takeoff.
Fat American Airlines. When it comes to your weight, the sky's the limit.
Nice. Now, I will tell you this, that, you know, I'm not a obese person. I'm a bigger guy, you know, 6'1", 200 pounds. And those seats, when I sit in them, are tight. They're very constraining. So I can't imagine somebody, if you're a smaller American, that's great. I mean, but some of the more larger Americans, not necessarily fat, also have difficulty squeezing in those seats. I can tell you right now, some of those are a little bit uncomfortable, especially the middle seat. If you're on an aisle seat or a window
seat. Want the middle seat.
But the middle seat is brutal for a lot of us. So just saying.
Quick update. For
yes, sir.
They've now blocked off the ramp where 95 from Rosedale comes down. They don't want you to go straight ahead on 895 because you weren't going anywhere. So now that's created a backup in Rosedale, back beyond the bridges at Chesico Avenue. But I see some traffic starting to move now down by the vehicle fire at Urban Avenue. So we'll come back and check on that.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. 621. Up more with the Burfa battle in the Dirty Trick Squad in Annapolis last night. But first, we'll talk about Timco Electric Heating and Cooling. Now's the time to call them to get them out to schedule a maintenance check on your air conditioning system, your HVAC and air conditioning specifically, to make sure that your filters are changed, the parts are all working, and if you may need a shot of refrigerant to keep things cool throughout the summer before the really hot weather. It's going to be warm today, but you know what I'm talking about. July, August, the dog days of summer, where you get it's very hot and very humid in this area, and you know that your system's going to be working overtime. And of course, it's going to be costing a lot more money if that system is not operating efficiently. And that is something that we're watching these energy bills skyrocket. And so the first place you want to start is making sure that your air conditioning system is working properly and efficiently. So call Tim Kyle today. They'll schedule a visit. 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Or you can check it out online as well at timkylecompany.com.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Realestate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking into diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Kenny Michaels right here on 680 WCBM at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Kenny is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Listen for Kenny's insights in The Gold Show every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
623, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so 895 had a vehicle fire within the last 40 minutes. It was southbound near the Erdman Avenue ramp and around Pulaski Highway. Everything was stopped for the last 40 minutes or so southbound. Right now, it looks like the left-hand lane just reopened and they're crawling through there. So it's still backed up. We still get the impact on 95 coming down through Rosedale. So 95 right now is the detour route. Take that to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But already we'll start with a big delay at both the tunnels southbound. The other big problem, this other wreck has been there since around 5:30 this morning. Route 32 at 198. One of our listeners said they've been in that backup for at least a half an hour, and the cleanup is still underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, low 80s today. Chance for a stray shower possible, 58 and partly cloudy in Reisterstown, and it's 54 and windy in Ocean City. We're talking about the Dirty Trick Squad. It came out in Annapolis, and ironically, although I applaud Kathy Zuliga for standing up and challenging Ben Barnes and the Democrats, she's the one that was giving Jocelyn Peña-Melnick all the praise in the world about how wonderful she is, how they were going to be given a fair shot, how she was going to listen to what she did last night. Not only did the Speaker of the Maryland House not put the budget on the schedule in advance, she also called a vote after the end of the session. So here's what she do. She had Nancy Pelosi speak first, knowing that Republicans, a lot of them are going to stick around to hear her blah, 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 Botox blather. Okay? Then she did all the committee announcements, and then she did all the personal announcements, and then, out of nowhere, she added the conference committee report, or the BRFA Act. So again, according to Delegate Lauren Erickson, knowing that many of us were not there and had guests in town, it's Holy Week after all. I had even texted her that my parents were here visiting. Unfortunately, all the seating was taken, so my parents couldn't stay and watch. So I walked them home and was excused. Had she put the conference committee report on the calendar, I would have sent my parents to the house without me. So unethical. Do not add the report until literally the last second, and no one would have thought she would be so underhanded, because that's what she is. And here is Zuliga challenging Ben Barnes on whether or not they went into that special energy fund to help pay for some of their nonsense.
Are you transferring money out of CEF and putting it in the general fund?
There were no changes in the conference committee report.
So is that yes or no?
That is not germane to what we're doing.
Well, you could have changed it and put that money in DDA. So you left the transfer from CEF into the general fund.
No.
You did not. That's in the budget, not in the BRFA?
It's in the budget. There was a BRFA item with regard to CEF as well, a concurrent item, but there was no change in the conference committee report.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, again, and then you look at it, but you got to, if she didn't stand up and ask these questions, they just would have jammed it. We're going to jam it down their throats anyway. But at least this way we get a public accounting of this is how they operate. This is what one party domination leads to. Totally corrupt, underhanded, unjust treatment of the minority party. And again, I don't know if it's ever going to happen in the state of Maryland, but one day the tables could turn. The shoe might be on the other foot. One more clip. This is a Delegate Zuliga challenging Ben Barnes on the Developmental Disability Agency. That is one that is helping children with disabilities get caregivers. And some of these children are severely disabled, autistic, need 24/7 around-the-clock care. There were lots of cuts to that. But I want you to listen carefully as Barnes then, the last second, says, oh, we found further deficiencies in the act just moments ago. And we had to spend $8 million to study why this happened.
What did you do with DDA? Because you stood up and talked about that.
The only change was that there is a fiscal 26 deficiency. We are continuing to see deficiency spends in DDA. It's part of the reason that one of the conference committee items was adding $5 million to study what's happening in the agency, to see if we can get our arms around a better understanding of why we continue to see deficiencies. There's also $2.5 million that came in the supplemental budget to do a similar thing with DDA. So almost $8 million to look at the agency, see how they're spending in DDA. And there was a $36 million deficiency in fiscal 26. Remind everyone, this budget is fiscal 27 that we're passing. We found out just days ago, actually, that there is a yet another DDA deficiency of $36 million. We worked with the governor and the Senate to fill that hole. So in addition to the $23 million we did restore to DDA, we actually found $36 million additional of fiscal 26 deficiencies. Other than that, there were no changes in the conference committee report.
So $8 million to study the problem.
Yeah, it's a little more robust than studying, and I'm happy to sit down with you and show you the language. It's, you know, we're going to bring out an outside auditor. We're going to give some money to the agency itself to hire somebody with some expertise in finance and how to run it. We're going to give a PIN for that. There's a whole myriad of things, and I'm happy to get that to you.
Thank you. I will take you up on that.
$8 million to, once again, study a problem. And we already know what the problem is. There's a lack of forensic auditing. There's a lack of accountability among all these state agencies. That's where we're finding deficiencies, unspent money, waste, fraud, abuse of taxpayer money. Of course, the Democrats don't care because they just think they just launder money through the legislature out into the hinterlands to their supporters, to their donors, to their unions, to their constituents. They don't care who gets the money. They don't care whether the nonprofit. Oh, yeah, they did finally pass a bill that might hold nonprofits, might, I emphasize, accountability. This state is, I think, one of the most corrupt states in the entire United States of America. And what we just heard last night with a last-minute budget thing scheduled after everybody was scheduled to go home, I think proves it 100%. Coming up next, the FBI says that terror attack in the Michigan synagogue was inspired by Hezbollah. We have the details for the news headlines. Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore police are investigating separate shootings that injured three men on Monday. Police were called to the scene of a double shooting in the 300 block of North Utah Street at around 7 p.m. The 21 and 19-year-old victims were taken to the hospital in stable condition. Just before 5:30 Monday afternoon, a man turned up at a hospital with gunshot wounds. According to preliminary investigation, victim was in the 3100 block of Oakford Avenue when he was shot. And the Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office has released the body-worn camera footage from a deadly police-involved shooting in Howard County. On March 1st, police officers shot and killed 25-year-old Alexander Lemorie of Columbia, who was an autistic man who called for a wellness check. Police fired their guns after Lemorie walked toward them while holding a knife outside of an apartment complex on Freetown Road and refused repeated commands to drop it. The officers are all members of the Howard County Police Department's Field Operations Command. And a treasurer who worked for several Maryland political candidates and organizations has been indicted on federal embezzlement charges. 58-year-old James Appel of Annapolis has been charged with wire fraud and money laundering. The indictment alleges that in 2024, he stole around $100,000 from a state delegate's campaign accounts and embezzled an additional $100,000 from an Anne Arundel County community organization. Appel allegedly reported the stolen funds as his own on a loan refinance application for his yacht. If convicted, he faces up to 20 years in federal prison for each wire fraud count and up to 10 years for each money laundering count. And Fox 45 reports gunfire erupting in Baltimore's Federal Hill neighborhood Saturday night just before 10 p.m. rattled residents and renewed concerns about safety near schools and residential blocks. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
One lane is getting by at the scene of the vehicle fire, which happened around 5:45 this morning, southbound 895 around the Erdman Avenue ramp. Only the left-hand lane is open. We still have delays there going back towards the city-county line. Got a little better on 95 under the bridges at Chesico Avenue coming south. A lot of that traffic deflecting and going over to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So we have early problems already this morning. And again, just a single lane on 895 southbound. Big wreck again about 5:30 this morning. Westbound Route 32 is still affected there at 198. Some of that traffic is moving up and trying to get over to 175 to head over towards the BW Parkway. Big delays right now through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got an even warmer day ahead of us. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. A stray shower possible. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's woes continue at the plate.
With Blaze Alexander waiting on deck. Perfect change up again. So a couple of strikeouts as Alexander comes in. Two saves in his last two starts.
Jim Palmer had the final word on Masson last night as Tyler Alexander shut the door in the ninth. And down go the Birds against the Rangers. 5-2 was the final. Baltimore scoring two runs or less for the third time now in four games. Just 1-for-6 last night with runners in scoring position. Manager Albernaz still confident in his guys.
The at-bats are still there. It's just, we're just a click off right now. And that's something where when our offense gets going, I think that's once everyone kind of starts clicking and stays with himself and pass baton, I think that's where our offense is really going to take off.
Meanwhile, Gunnar Henderson did provide a spark for the Birds in the bottom half of the first.
Henderson clubs a fly ball high to center field, deep to center field, out to center field. First home run of the season for Gunnar Henderson.
And really the only bright spot, the Birds had a first and second rally, one out in the eighth, but could not break through. Meanwhile, in Seattle last night, the Mariners took on the Yanks, tied at one, bottom of the ninth.
The 2-1. Hit hard. Fair ball. Cal Raleigh walks it off against the Yankees.
Aaron Goldsmith had the call on MLB TV. First Yankees loss of the year. 2-1 was the final. NFL owners' meetings got underway in Phoenix yesterday. This is interesting. Ravens president Sashi Brown with an interesting comment. Asked about the Max Crosby deal and that has it sullied the Ravens' reputation around the league.
I think it's a slow news cycle. I don't want to at all downplay the experience that Max had coming.
Slow news cycle. He doesn't want to downplay the experience, but he just did. A slow news cycle had nothing to do with the Max Crosby deal. Meanwhile, two key owners are pushing for an 18th regular season game. Patriots owner Robert Kraft and the Colts' Carly Ursay Gordon are all for it. Gordon, the daughter of the late Jim Ursay. Sidebar, Kraft also in favor of an additional bye week, one less preseason game, and each team in the league playing one international game each year. And finally, Baltimore-born boxer Gervonta Tank Davis back in the news, countersuing his ex-girlfriend for more than $20 million, claiming she provoked an encounter in 2025 at a strip club in Miami in a scheme to frame and extort him. Davis alleging that Courtney Russell, his former girlfriend, knew he had an upcoming boxing match with Jake Paul that Netflix was set to stream for $20 million, and therefore the countersuit because she was trying to rip him off. Organizers later canceled the bout. The time now is 6:37 when we return to the sad saga of Tiger Woods.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
You know, it's hard to believe that this Tiger Woods saga has now been going on for over 15 years.
Sure.
You know, back in 2009, actually 17 years, right. 2009, he crashed into his neighbor's gate because right. he got into the thing with his former wife and right. now drinking. Four incidents now of drunk driving. I mean, he could kill somebody.
Yeah, it's amazing that they haven't taken his license at this point.
And why doesn't he get a driver?
Well, there are two theories. One, as I said yesterday, I saw an interview with one of his golfing buddies who said he's too cheap. And okay. and two, there's a New York Post report saying that he wants the privacy. He doesn't want
okay, the privacy I can understand.
Right.
But, I mean, look at the cost here. And then his legacy.
He could have killed somebody else. He could have killed himself. he could have killed the president's grandchildren.
Exactly.
If they were in the vehicle. Now the Secret Service says you may no longer transport the president's grandchildren. And I think Vanessa Trump, Don Jr.'s ex, is saying that you're either going to have to go to rehab or you know, she's out of there. So it's going to hurt his relationship. And so he has a problem, obviously, and he needs to get help for it.
So does 17 years of this obviously sullies his reputation, number one. But number two, more importantly, does it make him not one of the game's all-time greats?
Well, again, I don't know. He's not the first golfer with drinking problems, I might add.
But not like this.
But, you know, there have been some others that have had some issues as well. But, again, you look at, we talk about this all the time. Did it sully O.J. Simpson's reputation, the Hall of Fame? Did it boot him out of the Hall of Fame?
No, it didn't boot him out of the Hall of Fame. But it did sully his reputation, and obviously the court of public opinion was against him.
Right. It's not going to change the fact that he was a great athlete at one time, but obviously no one thinks of him like that anymore in O.J.'s case. And unfortunately, I think Tiger, unless he turns it around and gets some help right now, I think the same thing could happen to him.
I think it's too late.
Yeah. Really?
No, it's never too late. It's never too late. That's true. But 17 years.
Yeah.
Four major incidents.
Well, it depends on where he goes from here. Well, we shall see. Thanks, Gary. It's a great point. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. I promise that we're going to have the votes of the Republican senators on the GOP House. Actually, was their Senate voted first, and then the House were second. So I promised that vote, and I researched it, and I have names for that. That's coming up a little bit later on in the show. But yesterday, federal authorities have now... look, the Michigan synagogue attack in Bloomfield Township in Michigan, where there was a Jewish daycare center and synagogue. It was filled with children and teachers and so on and so forth. And this guy with his car filled with explosives ran in and was trying to blow the whole thing up and kill as many Jewish people as possible. We now find, and there was no question at all to me that it was always terrorism. My only question was it the nexus a domestic terrorist attack or was it a foreign terrorist attack? We now know the answer, according to FBI agent Jennifer Runyon, the Detroit special agent in charge, who made the announcement yesterday.
On the evidence gathered to date, we assess this attack to be a Hezbollah-inspired act of terrorism, purposely targeting the Jewish community and the largest Jewish temple in Michigan. The FBI defines terrorism as a violent criminal act by an individual who is inspired by or associated with a designated foreign terrorist organization. We do not make this characterization lightly without a thorough review and keen evaluation of the facts. In this case, the evidence shows the attacker was motivated and inspired by Hezbollah's militant ideology. Although the assailant's attack planning and mobilization to violence began in earnest on March 9th, which I will fully detail here shortly, a review of his online activity since January 2026 revealed a reoccurring search history of pro-Hezbollah news channels, Iranian news channels, and videos about shootouts and bullets. He regularly consumed breaking news and statements and live coverage of the current Secretary General of Hezbollah, Naeem Qassem, and viewed news coverage about an Iranian fatwa for total jihad against the U.S. military.
That attacker identified as 41-year-old Ayman Mohammed Ghazali, and she said there were additional targets.
The largest gathering of Israelis in Michigan, Orthodox synagogues, Israelis near me, what time is the Trump rally in Michigan, as well as a center affiliated with the Israeli embassy in Michigan.
And so this guy was came in the United States in 2011 on an IR-1 immigrant visa as a spouse of a U.S. citizen. And who knows if that was a legit marriage or not. Maybe he got married just to sneak in here and commit acts of terrorism. He was naturalized as a U.S. citizen during 2016 during the Obama regime. I think we have to do a much, much better job of vetting these, especially those of certain faiths and or backgrounds and or tribes that have led or embraced the violence and wanting to commit acts of terrorism. These are the kind of, I don't care if they're married to a U.S. citizen or not. If they are associated with these individuals, they're not to be let in the country. Let the U.S. citizen go live in Lebanon. with that individual, not bring him in here in the United States. That needs a full review and crackdown as well. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And has not been a good morning at both the Harbor Tunnels. Around 5:45 or so, we had a vehicle fire southbound 895 near the Erdman Avenue ramp and Pulaski Highway. That's still down to just one lane getting through there with a backup back towards the city-county line. So everybody started to deflect over and go towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and that was fine for a while. Now there is an incident coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel between Key Highway and 395. Haven't seen exactly what it is. It was a report of a broken-down vehicle in the roadway, but we're backed up now going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and that tail end of that backup is stretching back to the top of the hill at O'Donnell Street. And in the meantime, as you're coming out of the tunnel southbound, finally, you will break loose after the interchange at 395. But both the tunnels right now suffering with the pretty good-sized backups on the southbound side. The other big wreck was at the Anne Arundel County and the Prince George's County line. They're still working in that area on Route 32 at 198, also having impacts now for the traffic across through that area on Route 175. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast going to be really mild today. Cloudy, low 80s, chance of a stray shower possible. Pretty much the same for tomorrow as well. More rain, though, expected throughout the next couple of days. 54 right now in Parkville, 57 in downtown Baltimore. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name...
Butterball Johnson.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Old Rodney, one of the all-time greats.
My real father.
Today is National Tater Day.
But we need a few good taters.
What's taters?
Potatoes. What? Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
You have a favorite tater, Maggie?
Give me a big old honking bowl of mashed potatoes with
mashed
butter.
Mashed potatoes with butter, okay.
Or a baked potato with lots of sour cream and butter.
That's good stuff, too. Chuck, you have a favorite tater?
Potato skins.
Potato skins.
Potato skins.
Like, or potato wedges, as they're also called.
Yeah.
Load it up with goodies.
Atomic
there.
Potato wedges.
Maybe harder to consume that way.
If your mouth's big enough, you put it in sideways.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like you've tried that before.
Uh-huh. You get lipstick on each ear that way.
Yeah. I like, are tater tots potatoes? I've always wondered if they're actual.
I don't think so.
If they're actual potatoes or, you know.
Potato-like substance?
Yes. It could be. Who knows? But I like the hash browns, too. I like some good hash browns, the first thing for breakfast. Good stuff.
What about home fries?
Home fries, yep. Same thing.
That's a tater.
You know, kind of, hash browns are more shredded. The home fries are more chopped up and stuff. All good stuff. All right. Elsewhere, it is they're looking for ranch ambassadors to go over in Europe to sell ranch dressing.
Oh, yes, Europe. Land of art, culture, and tragically, underdressed vegetables. While they luxuriate in olive oils and delicate vinaigrettes, one must ask, where is the ranch? Enter you, a person of taste, of vision, of buttermilk-based diplomacy. Hidden Valley now seeks a select few to become ranch ambassadors.
I like them French fried potatoes.
8 weeks, Europe fully paid. Your mission? To gently introduce the continent to the creamy, herbaceous majesty they've been denying themselves for centuries. Apply now, because history didn't need ranch. But let's be honest, they could have used it.
I reckon it tastes pretty good to me.
I know that guy.
I reckon it did. So if you want to be a ranch ambassador, you have to go to the website there and sign up. By the way, Krispy Kreme is set to commemorate NASA's upcoming launch. This is the Artemis 2 launch, which, you know, if I'm NASA, I don't know if I'm launching anything on April 1st.
Right.
Okay? But they're doing it. The new Artemis 2 donut is out today. Features an original glazed donut dipped in blue vanilla flavored icing, sprinkled with a mix of crushed Oreo wafers, white nonpareils, finished with a cookie and cream flavored buttercream dollop and a red icing chevron to evoke the NASA logo.
That'll give you gimbal lock.
It'll be available for now through April 2nd.
Perfect.
So Artemis 2 was a 10-day space flight around the moon. to test the Orion spacecraft and all of its systems in preparation for a future moon landing. So we're going back to the moon again.
Love it.
And to Mars at some point in time.
Hopefully be able to see that tomorrow when it goes up.
Yeah. What time is the launch? You know?
6-something. 6:24, something like that.
And hopefully the weather will cooperate. What's the forecast?
Clear as far as I know right now.
The folks in Florida haven't seen a launch of a moon this size and the last time you went into the hot tub.
That's nice. Mr. Casey. Expecting more than 100,000 people over there next day or so.
Is that
I
right?
I saw a launch of something in April of, I believe it was 90.
What do you mean you saw a launch of something?
I had no clue that I was that close to where it was taken off. We were on vacation.
You were in Florida at the time? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that.
But yeah, it would have been, no.
It's a launch of something.
I did. Something launched, I tell you.
Okay. It was an unidentified launch object.
It was.
That's what it was.
She was out to launch with Cosmo.
Cosmo wasn't there then.
No kidding.
It was
left him back
ago.
Again?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is he, like the junkyard dog? You just leave him back all the time?
Pretty much.
On a leash.
Yeah, on a leash. Under the porch.
Crumble has debuted the new Dubai Dirt Cake Cup. What's this Dubai chocolate thing?
That's what I was just going to ask you.
I have
everywhere.
Not, everybody's
even in
reading about it. I've not tried it yet. Is
Dubai
it good?
Dubai chocolate.
Yeah. Dubai is like pistachios with chocolate. Is that what it is?
That's,
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what it looks like, but it's everywhere.
So they have the new Dubai Nest Dirt Cake Cup, the strawberries and cream cookie, carrot cake, spring M&M's cookie, all the time for Passover and Easter. Of course, Passover, you may not be able to eat much of that stuff, but for Easter, everything is on the table, including that big ham. Chuck.
We love the big old ham on the table.
It's really good stuff.
All right.
See you in a couple. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour. Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day right here. WCBM.com, Facebook, Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
He's doing a terrible job on the rebuilding of the Francis Scott Key Bridge and has allowed Baltimore to continue to be a crime disaster. What do you say to being called foul mouth?
Yes. Ooh, sweet thing.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
$6.53, and coming up at the top of the hour, the president does have some options for to rescue the Save America Act. We're going to review some of those and see if he's willing to push the pedal to the metal on this. It might alienate, though, some of the Republicans in the Senate, but I think they should be alienated. And maybe some of them are already alien, so we'll take a look at that. Also, the MAG update coming up in just a second. There is news on the Kirk assassination trial, somewhat of a bombshell revelation. We'll get that to you. And a little bit later on, we'll name the names of the Senate Republicans who voted for the governor's boondoggle of a budget $71 billion. Right now, traffic and weather on the threes. The latest on the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so whatever the problem was south of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, it looks like it's corrected itself, and we're on the move there once again. Just looking at the camera a little further down, still busy from about Key Highway down to 395, but much better than it was 15 to 20 minutes ago. We're still a single lane from an earlier vehicle fire on 895 southbound. That's the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway in the area of Pulaski Highway. One lane is open to the left. Delays go back to the city-county line. Overflow traffic and delays early this morning started way early at about 5:45 with the vehicle fire, and we've had problems and slowing ever since trying to get into both the tunnels southbound, and they're still working on that wreck. That was a bad one early today at Route 32 around the intersection at 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, low 80s today, chance of a shower or storm possible, low 60s tonight, pretty much the same for tomorrow. Clear and 59 right now in Glen Burnie, 58 in Middle River. And we have talked about this a couple of times, thanks to Chris Pabst over at Project Baltimore at Sinclair Broadcasting. The Baltimore County school budget vote may have been cast illegally. This is the $2.5 billion budget that were passed 7-4 a couple of weeks ago. Robin Harvey was one of the seven votes cast in the affirmative, and she apparently had registered to be a candidate for the Maryland House of Delegates at the time she cast the vote, which may be a violation of state law. Maryland Education Code states that the Baltimore County School Board member, quote, may not be a candidate for local, state, or federal government, end of quote. Now, it doesn't say that she has to be aware that she's a candidate or unaware. It just says you may not be one. So whether you're aware or unaware is immaterial, but somehow the president of the school board, Jane Lichter, is hiding behind council advice to the school board. Oh, no, she didn't know, so therefore she's okay. And that is not kosher with Amy Adams, president of the Baltimore County Parent and Student Coalition.
It's concerning if our top educational leaders aren't doing things by the book.
So last week she filed an appeal to the Maryland State Department of Education, challenging the legality of the school board's vote, along with some Maryland delegates. This is all putting place at the foot of the taxpayers. Taxpayers always the last to know, and this is what happens behind closed doors. So at a press conference last Friday, Project Baltimore was there, Chris Pabst, asking the Baltimore County Public School Superintendent, Dr. Miriam Rogers, and the Baltimore County Executive, Kathy Klossmeyer, you know, the stealth county executive, if they had any concerns about how the budget was passed.
At Tuesday evening's meeting, our board chair stated that board council reviewed the issue and confirmed for the entire Board of Education on February 27th, 2026, that the vote on the FY27 was conducted legally. At this point, we consider the issue settled and will continue focusing on the needs of our students and educators.
The board chair did say that state law prohibits, and that was her word, prohibits somebody who is sitting on the Board of Education to also be a candidate for state office.
Of Section 3-2B-07, which prohibits a non-student member of the county board for being a candidate for or hold elected or appointed office.
But yet, Ms. Harvey was doing both at the same time when she voted on the budget. There are no concerns from either of you that there may have to be a revote in the interest of public trust?
Well, cross that bridge if we come to it. But Baltimore County, we have given the money. Whatever the money that they have from us, unless there's some big problem, a catastrophe of some sort, or if that would happen, we would have to figure out what to do.
I got to tell you, she's rough. I mean, she's really, really rough. And of all the people that you could find to be the interim county executive, this is the best that you could do, Johnny Zero, and the Baltimore County Council? I mean, I got to tell you, she might be a nice woman. I don't know. I don't know her personally. I don't want to serve any slings and arrows here, but I just don't think she's up for the job. And I think that's pretty much evident. She says, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Well, you've already crossed the bridge. The vote's already been cast illegally.
And I would think this is an easy fix, right? Shouldn't this be an easy fix where you just, okay, yeah, she wasn't aware, wasn't her fault, we're going to vote again anyway. Easy fix. But no, what they continue to do is they continue the CYA cover-up, let's double down, we have a legal opinion that says it was cast legally, so we're going to just move on and ignore the fact. Well, and now, of course, Amy Adams of the Parent Coalition says, no, we're appealing this to a higher court.
When you're leaving this many children, when you employ this many people, and when you're using this much of our tax money, everything should be really clear. We're not doing this appeal to muck it up and to cause any problems. We just want to know that this was legal and it will stand, and that down the line there won't be any issues.
Well, it's not clear. And this is what happens when you have Baltimore County politics, which is just like Maryland state politics, Baltimore City politics. It's run by Democrats, dominated by Democrats, and Democrats do as they please without any accountability to anyone. And, you know, I, for one, I'm a county resident, so I'm tired of this kind of behavior. I think we should demand more. We should expect better. And there should be a revote on this. And for Dr. Rogers and for the interim county executive to try to brush this, sweep it aside, I think that's, again, malpractice and malfeasance. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. The U.S. and Israel continue trading blows with Iran as the war rages on. An Iranian weapons site has been hit with a massive bunker buster bomb. Israel has pounded Tehran as Iran targets an oil tanker off the coast of Dubai.
The U.S. hit the central Iranian city of Isfahan early Tuesday, sending a massive firebolt into the sky, and Tehran struck a fully loaded Kuwaiti oil tanker in the Persian Gulf. The attacks are a testament to the intensity of the month-long war the U.S. and Israel launched against Iran, which has maintained its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz, closing off the vital waterway for global energy shipments and sending oil prices rocketing and roiling world markets. Meanwhile, Israel says another four soldiers have been killed in its invasion of Lebanon, as were two more United Nations peacekeepers, prompting the UN Security Council to schedule an emergency session for late Tuesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Prices at the gas pump up $1 in the past month, according to AAA, which puts the national average for a gallon of regular just over $4 as of this morning. President Trump predicts that energy prices will come tumbling down once the war is over, and he expects that will be happening soon. Israel's parliament authorizing the ultimate punishment for Palestinians convicted of murdering Israelis.
In effect, what the bill does is mandate that military courts in the West Bank dole out the death penalty as punishment for Palestinians convicted of nationalistic murder.
Correspondent Julia Frankel. President Trump's executive order paying TSA workers is resulting in much shorter airport security lines. However, Democrats complain about the president's action. They say it is illegal. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures 309 points higher. The NASDAQ futures up 120. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The big wreck in Anne Arundel County and very close to the Prince George's County line is still there. It's still affecting westbound Route 32 at 198. The word is the westbound lanes are still closed there at the accident scene. Big delays going south into both the harbor tunnels. We started at about 5:45 this morning with a vehicle fire southbound on 895 right after the bridge at Pulaski Highway. Only the left-hand lane is open there. Delays back to the city-county line. 95 coming through Rosedale, trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Also backed up at the city-county line right now. Big delays, maybe 25 to 30-minute delays, and building southbound on 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got an even warmer day ahead of us. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. A stray shower possible. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
55 degrees at Owings Mills and 56 in Pasadena at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that in the courtroom, credibility is everything, and now a list used to help track it is at the center of controversy. It's called the Do Not Call List, which includes the names of every Baltimore City police officer prosecutors won't rely on as witnesses due to credibility concerns. While Baltimore is one of the only jurisdictions in the state to make sure that list publicly available online, the Public Defender's Office argues their attorneys aren't receiving timely updates when changes are made to it, causing delays that could impact defendants' cases. And the IID on Monday released the body-worn camera footage from the deadly police-involved shooting in Columbia on March 1st. In that shooting, 25-year-old Alexander Lamori died from his injuries. On March 1st, just after midnight, Howard County Police responded to an apartment building in the 6400 block of Freetown Road for a report that involved an adult man threatening to harm himself. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 580. The pick four, 7466. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The Birds could not solve Ranger starter Jack Leiter last night.
It's 2-2 and a swing and a miss. Got him chasing a curveball, and Leiter, I don't know that he loved where that one ended up, but he got the job done.
Man, did he ever. Call on the Rangers Sports Network last night. 8 strikeouts in 6 innings for Leiter, bringing the Birds' total to 40 in 4 games. Rangers beat the O's last night 5-2, evening Baltimore's early season record at 2-2. After the game, manager Albernez on why Leiter was so tough.
Uptick in the changeup usage right on right is what we saw. No, coming in, like, it was to righties, it wasn't that high of a usage pitch. So for us, it was kind of reading and reacting how he's pitching us. So
Birds will try to come back tonight. Zach Eflin will take the hill for Baltimore at 6:35. Elsewhere in the division, Jays were undefeated on the season until last night.
And this ball's well hit. Deep right field. Take a good look. You won't see it for long. Deep in.
into Rogers center right field.
Drew Goodman with the call on MLB TV. Troy Johnston's two-run shot opened the floodgates to a seven-run six, and the Rockies get their first win of the season, 14-5, the final at the expense of Toronto. NBA news, the Bulls have waived guard Jaden Ivey for conduct detrimental to the team. Hours after he posted a lengthy rant on social media about religion and other topics that included anti-gay sentiments. On Monday morning, Ivey called out the NBA for promoting Pride Month, saying it's celebrating quote-unquote unrighteousness. Coming up in 30 minutes, a comment by Mike Elias portends a different future for Orioles baseball. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680. That is the local contact number you can call to comment, contribute here to the program, 1-800-WCVM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up on the program this hour, Federal Hill shootings starting to raise some serious public safety concerns among residents there. There's a Kirk assassination bombshell by the defense team, and J6ers are suing U.S. Capitol Police. We'll tell you over what. But our top story here today is, it's just amazing, with the partial DHS shutdown, what the Senate did last week with that unanimous consent voice vote in the middle of the night, and then they bugged out of town and getting the private escorts to their airplanes. They didn't have to go through the TSA pre-checked lines or anything. We saw Lindsey Graham wandering around Disney World with a bubble wand in his hand. So, again, don't know what that's all about, but we got major combat operations going around, and he's playing with a bubble wand at Disney World. I think it's time for maybe Lindsay to contemplate some retirement. But so what are the options the president has to get the DHS reopened, fully funded, and to get the Save America Act passed, which is going to be needed to save the midterms, if at all possible at this point? Obviously, one is reconciliation, which was suggested by Senator John Kennedy. Problem with that is you leave it up to a parliamentarian to determine if it's a fiscal policy or whether it's just regular policy and whether it's eligible to be considered under the Reconciliation Act. The president talked about that yesterday.
Well, they say, and they'll have to, the parliamentarian's going to have to make a decision on that. But I say, end the filibuster, terminate the filibuster, just vote, and you'll get everything you want. You get all five things.
Yeah, I don't think the reconciliation thing is going to work, seeing as that Thune has said he's going to listen to the parliamentarian who was appointed by the Democrats. I don't think the kill the filibuster is going to work, because you need at least a majority vote to kill that in the Senate. And right now, four Republicans have got 53, so that would mean 49. So you wouldn't even get to 50 and have Vance break the tie. You got McConnell, you got Murkowski, you got Tillis. I can't remember the fourth one that's already come out and said no. It probably Susan Collins, or maybe it's John Curtis, or Tom Tillis, I guess. Whichever. So I don't think that's going to work. So what can the president do? Well, the president can call the Senate back into session. And you look up in your Constitution, Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution allows the president to convene either or both houses of Congress on extraordinary occasions. And we've got some historical examples of this. In fact, Truman did it in 1948. He called a special session of Congress, dubbed the Turnip Day Session, to address stalled legislation. And President George W. Bush in 2002 convened Congress, ironically, during the August recess to get the Department of Homeland Security passed and entrenched. So there is precedent for this. The power applies even during intra-session breaks, not just between formal sessions. While Congress typically manages its own schedule, the president's authority vested in him under the Constitution of the United States ensures responsiveness during a national emergency. And we are a nation, and we've got a military combat operation going on right now. We're having problems with the airport, and we're having already there. By the way, there was voter fraud in the president's backyard at Mar-a-Lago. We'll get to that here in just a second. So the president can then call them back into session, and he should do it, and give them no choice in the matter. Right now, they're trying to appeal to the better angels. And so there are two other options, and one involving the vice president and one involving a change in leadership. We'll discuss those in just a moment. But he does have some tools. The question is, does he want to break these tools out of the emergency glass and use them, which could alienate even more Senate Republicans? We shall see. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so finally, the vehicle fire has cleared. They've reopened the right lane on 895 southbound around Pulaski Highway and Urban Avenue. So that's been since 5:50 this morning. It's been an hour and a half since all that happened, but both lanes are moving now. So the pace has actually improved a little bit. Did a lot of damage, though, because we backed up on 895, then we backed up on 95, and they're not going to recover anytime soon. We're still backed up towards the area of the city-county line, but at least on the move once again with both lanes open on 895 southbound. The other big problem early this morning, 5:30, was the wreck on Route 32 westbound at 198. The latest report from there that the westbound lanes are still blocked at the accident scene. So that's creating a gridlock problem there. Some traffic is trying to get up towards Route 175 and work their way over towards the area of the BW Parkway. Pretty typical ride on the Beltway with the normal delays. JFX right now still running okay from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, low 80s. Chance for a stray shower possible. Overnight temps in the low 60s. Tomorrow, pretty much the same, low 80s. Chance for afternoon showers or storms. 57 in cloudy in Forest Hill, 59 in Dundalk. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, yesterday at the White House press briefing, Caroline Leavitt, who is with child, as they say, she's looking great these days, and I think she's the best press secretary I've ever seen in the White House. There have been some good ones, Tony Snow, and some people liked, Marlon Fitzwater during the Reagan years, and, of course, Dana Perino during the Bush 43 years, but I think Caroline Leavitt has been one of the best. And she reminded Congress that really, you need to do your job, return to Washington, and get the business of the people, get it done in a timely fashion.
Again, it's ridiculous that the president even has to go to the length of working with the legal team and the Office of Management and Budget to identify these funds. It is the job of Congress to fund these agencies. And Democrats in Congress have voted seven times against funding the Department of Homeland Security. Congress should come back, and they should get it done. The president, again, made the decision to prevent this existential crisis. We were seeing at our nation's airports across the country that was only going to get worse, and that's why he wants Congress to do his job.
Yeah, it's a temporary fix, though. She's absolutely right. Every time Congress screws up, you can't expect the president to come in and pull their fat out of the fire, but that's exactly what he's doing. And Leavitt says, senators, do your job and return to Washington.
The president just can't keep signing presidential memorandums and proclamations every time Congress fails to do its job and every time Democrats are holding our entire country hostage, picking and choosing which programs and agencies they want to fund just because they don't like this administration's policies. That's not how it's supposed to work. They voted seven times against funding DHS over partisan and political reasons. And so, again, the president has stepped in to do the right thing at this moment in time, but the president is also encouraging Congress to come back to Washington to permanently fix this problem and to fund and reopen the Department of Homeland Security entirely.
Now, he's also put a little carrot on the stick here, and that is, if you come back, I'll invite you over for Easter dinner.
He said it repeatedly. I think you recall. He said that he'll host a big Easter dinner here at the White House if Congress will come back and fight the Democrats on this issue, which we should do. Because, again, the Democrat Party is in the wrong here. They have voted seven times against funding the Department of Homeland Security, which is completely egregious with everything we have going on in the world. And these brave men and women who serve DHS deserve to get their paychecks. The president wants to see that happen, and he wants Congress to come back to get it done.
Meanwhile, on the war front, President Trump saying serious discussions are underway to end our military operations in Iran. Iran has about 6 days left before the president says he will destroy electric plants, oil wells, and take over Karg Island and really shut down the Iranians' ability to make any money. That could cripple their economy, which could cause and foment a revolution. So if the murder mullahs don't acquiesce. And he said there's one more thing that they need to get out of Iran.
They are decimated right now. They're going to give up nuclear weapons. They're going to give us the nuclear dust. They're going to do everything that we want to do. And you know what? They're going to go on and maybe have a great country again. But if they don't do that, they're not going to have a country. They're not even going to have a country. So she's softer on that issue, but I have other people, not too many.
By the way, the president said after the Iran affair is all said and done with, it might be Cuba next in the crosshairs.
On part of you mentioned that Cuba will be next. What did you mean by that exactly?
Who will be next?
Cuba.
Yeah, Cuba's going to be next. Cuba's going to be... Cuba's a mess. It's a failing country, and they're going to be next. Within a short period of time, it's going to fail. And we will be there to... help it out. We'll be there to help our great Cuban Americans out who were thrown out of Cuba. In many cases, their family members were mutilated and killed by Castro. No, Cuba's going to be next, yeah.
Yeah, and that is something for hemispheric security, Venezuela, Cuba, once Iran is brought to heel. By the way, voter fraud in the backyard of President Trump at Mar-a-Lago, Palm Beach County. You might recall a Republican district was flipped by a Democrat by nearly 800 votes. But John Panici, a huge tech nerd, apparently stole an encrypted access key from a voter registration terminal. Surveillance photos reportedly captured the act. The district had previously been held by a Republican, won by a much larger margin in 2024. Democrat Emily Gregory defeated the Trump-endorsed John Maples by roughly 800 votes. Out of about 33,000 votes cast, Republicans now demanding a full recount in Florida after a Democrat elections officer volunteer got caught stealing election materials. More Democrat cheating exposed. We'll keep you abreast of that. Any new developments on that story as well. And finally, President Trump gives a never-before-seen sneak peek of the epic presidential library, which is going to be constructed in Miami. It is a massive skyscraper adorned with Trump's name, of course, in gold letters at the top, and an American flag draped down the middle. Spire at the top of the building is illuminated in red, white, and blue. It features an outdoor terrace inside a replicas of his gold-decorated remodeled White House, including the Presidential Walk of Fame and the renovated White House Rose Garden and much, much more. It is a huge building and rather impressive, to say the least. And that's the way it was. 436 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, should the president call the Senate back under his constitutional authority? And what might happen after that? We'll explore some of the options here on Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I'm just taking a little tour on the Beltway, 795 to Frederick Road on the west side, the inner loop through Green Spring to the JFX, headed over towards Towson, and the Parkville side is slowing. Bel Air Road, Providence Road in that area, coming around eventually through Delaney Valley Road and over towards 83. They're still working on their wreck. Been there since 5:30 this morning. Route 32 westbound around the Anne Arundel County, Prince George's County line at Route 198. Most of that is still blocked off, according to the information we have right now. 25 to 30-minute delays right now. Southbound, no new problems, but still backed up southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. It's going to be cloudy today, low 80s, chance of a stray shower. Right now, cloudy 60 in Dundalk, 60 in Millersville. So we're talking about options here, what the president can do to call back the Senate to do its job, number one, to fully fund and open DHS and so that we get TSA, and although he's paying them right now, it's a temporary fix. But you got FEMA, you got Coast Guard, you got Secret Service, you have other agencies and their support personnel that haven't been staffed. And again, this is in, 45 days, 46 days now, longest government shutdown in history. And the Democrats have no interest in reopening it because they need to appease their radical left-wing Marxist base. So it calls for drastic action. And one of those is, the president calls the Senate back in, and he can do that under the Constitution. So the question is, what happens once they get here? When the president calls them back into action, what happens once they get in? And just a side note, because he can do that, but the U.S. Constitution designates the vice president as the president of the Senate. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 4 grants the vice president the authority to preside over Senate proceedings and cast a tie-breaking vote only when the Senate is equally divided. But there are other duties a vice president may perform when it comes to the Senate. One is presiding officer, empowered to maintain order, recognize members to speak, and, here's where it gets interesting, interpret Senate rules. Interpret Senate rules. One of those rules is the filibuster. It's not a law. It's not a statute. It is a Senate rule. So if the vice president comes in and then takes over, because you got the president of the Senate, which is the vice president. The next person in charge is the president pro tem, which is the oldest serving member of the party, which would be Senator Grassley. And then you have the Senate Majority Leader, John Thune. Now, he's elected by his fellow senators. And you might get a little bit of a revolt there if you try to take the gavel out of his hands. But if he can't get the job done, then so be it. So what's happened to the vice president over the years has become largely a ceremonial position. And I think President Trump should make it unceremonial. Let's get down to brass tacks here. So we do know about the electoral vote counting, which Pence refused to do, and so on and so forth. But the Constitution assigns these specific legislative duties to the president pro tem, who presides over the Senate when the vice president isn't there. Historically, the vice presidents have exercised the tie-breaking over 243 times. Kamala Harris set the modern record, 33 votes tie-breaking votes. But I think it's time. So that's another option, okay? Exercise, flex the muscles of the vice president as president of the Senate. Then there's the third option. It takes five senators to want to make a change in leadership. That's all it takes under Senate rules. And clearly, now, outside of Senator Lee and Senator Tuberville, maybe Senator Kennedy, I think they would have the votes here to change out Thune. Thune is obviously ineffective. And you've got Senator Lee, I think Senator Cruz. Where's his voice been in this whole thing? Senator Tuberville, Senator Ron Johnson, Senator John Kennedy, Senator Marshall Blackburn, and maybe even Dave McCormick of Pennsylvania might vote with the president to change the leadership. Once you call them back into Washington, then call for a vote. And then it's interesting because you're not just voting against policy, you're voting against the wishes of the Republican administration. And that would be, I think, a career death knell for people like Murkowski, McConnell, who's on his got a half foot out the door anyway. So it's worth a gamble, I think, to try to break this logjam. Otherwise, if you don't kill the filibuster, if you don't get the Save America Act passed, and then the longer this shutdown continues, the more it's going to help Democrats at the midterm. So I think the president at this point, it's not a Hail Mary, but it is, you know, it's unconventional, and it would be controversial, sure. But President Trump is not afraid of that. And I think that maybe he's holding it in his hip pocket. We'll have to wait and see. But I think something drastic needs to be done, because Thune, Cornyn, Barrasso, Loomis, the rest of the so-called leadership, they've got all the leadership skills of a caboose. Vinny Steele is your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, and Vinny and his agents will come out to your home. Right now, best time of the year to sell your home. Even though the interest rates have ticked up upwards a little bit, you still want that experience, that knowledge, the wisdom, and that database of nearly 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase a home, your home, at the drop of a hat. So call Vinny, 410-709-7515. Have him come out to your home, discuss asking price, time frame, whether your home needs repair or staging, whatever. And once you agree on asking price and time frame, you sign the contract, your home sold. That simple. It's guaranteed. If it doesn't sell for that price and that time frame, Vinny buys it from you and will pay you at a market price in cash. So call Vinny, 410-709-7515, or check him out at VinnySteele.com. It is 7:30. Latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that while Senate lawmakers continue to discuss the Utility Relief Act, a sweeping piece of energy legislation aimed to provide some relief to customers, advocates on Monday called on lawmakers to protect the Empower Maryland program, which is an energy efficiency program. Police arrested seven juveniles in downtown Baltimore on Sunday after responding to large groups in the area. According to authorities, the seven juveniles ranged from ages 12 to 17 and were charged with crimes, including assault and attempted unarmed robbery. On Sunday, March 29th, police said they encountered large groups of juveniles in the area and that Baltimore Police Department's helicopter Foxtrot was on scene. The Baltimore Police Department said multiple groups of teenagers were fighting and acting disorderly, and officers worked to disperse the crowds. A Severn man was arrested last Friday in connection with a drug investigation in Glen Burnie, the Anne Arundel County Police Department announced Monday. On March 27th, around 5:30 a.m., the department's quick response team executed a search and seizure warrant in the 7800 block of Tall Pines Court for a drug investigation. A Baltimore County parent organization has filed a state-level appeal claiming Baltimore County Public Schools' $2.5 billion budget was passed illegally. Some Baltimore County Council members say they want court records and a $100,000 taxpayer-funded settlement unsealed, while others are unsure what authority they have to act, even as legal experts say the group has the tools to push the county administration to move forward. The dispute centers on a 2024 lawsuit involving Patrick Murray, a former top aide to the then-county executive Johnny Olszewski. The case was sealed by a circuit court judge at the county's request, and a year later, Baltimore County agreed to pay Murray a $100,000 settlement. It's 7:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number one. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
7:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Apparently no change on the wreck at the Anne Arundel County, Prince George's County line, westbound Route 32. Had a bad wreck there this morning at 5:30. Still there at the intersection at Route 198. Good size backup right now on the westbound side. We're clear, no new problems, but still backed up. 25-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. We're looking at you live at the Bay Bridge. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. Very minor buildup coming down the hill from I-97 at Route 32. And right now, the lane's clear all the way down to the ramp at Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got an even warmer day ahead of us. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. A stray shower possible. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it certainly wasn't the way Chris Bassett wanted to get started in Baltimore.
Spot for Berger. Infield is in. Another slow chopper. The throw to the plate is wide. And Nimmo dives in with a run. Langford makes a turn but holds. And Berger gets all the way to second.
All on the Rangers Sports Network. Just a bad throw to the plate by Bassett on a chopper to the mound, which allowed Brandon Nimmo to score from third. And it was a portend of things to come as the Rangers knock out Bassett in the fifth on their way to a 5-2 win over Baltimore last night. After the game, Bassett on his first inning gaffe that allowed the run to score.
It was just more so like, I know Nimmo's fast. I played with Nimmo. I grabbed the ball in my glove and I just didn't have a grip at all on it.
Those pitchers have not gotten through the fifth twice now in the last three games. Manager Craig Albernaz was asked if he was concerned about it. Here was his curt reply.
No.
Meanwhile, Orioles President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias with a revealing comment last week during the news conference for Shane Baugh's extension that I don't believe he's ever said before.
We're going to continue working on all fronts with all aspects of roster management, but I do think contract extensions are a big part of building a winning franchise.
That last part, that extensions are a, quote, big part of building a winner, is something he wouldn't have said back when the Angelos family was in charge. The extension for Baz is the latest in a growing list of evidence that things are different now under new owner David Rubenstein. Ravens team president Sashi Brown making news at the owners' meetings in Phoenix. When asked about the Max Crosby deal that fell through, opening his remarks with this comment.
I think it's a slow news cycle.
Blaming the media for covering a story, saying it's a slow news cycle, never a good idea, especially when it involves a $150 million transaction. Later, Brown was asked if he thought the media had misconstrued anything about the Crosby deal.
Yeah, but we wouldn't get into that publicly, honestly. We understand the need to report on, you know, these high-profile cases.
Again, not a great answer. NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament last night. Texas crushes Michigan 77-41, and South Carolina does the same to TCU 78-52. Final Four is now set with all four number one seeds advancing. UCLA will take on Texas and the Titanic Clash, South Carolina and UConn. The time now is 7:37. When we return, is David Rubenstein passing the test?
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Look, as much as we want to reserve judgment and say the jury is still out, and as much as we've been disappointed in the past, I think everybody has to admit that things are different now under David Rubenstein. They signed Bisayo to the long-term deal before any arbitration years. They signed Shane Boz. They bought out three arbitration years. They've committed, money to Pete Alonso, obviously, Taylor Ward as well. I mean, these things wouldn't have happened a few years ago under the Angelos family.
No, I think there's a new sheriff in town, obviously, and I think the initial results are promising. But let's wait and see.
I know.
I think Gunner is a big one. We have to get that one done.
Trevor Rogers
is another one. So, it's promising. I think it is a kind of a new feeling that you get from this owner. And we'll have to wait and see how that. At the end of the day, you still have to put the results on the field.
Right, you got to win,
and that's getting the Elias and the manager and the roster squared away. And I like the fact that we got a lot of nice, promising young players, but we still need pitching. I think.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Well, and towards that end, opening day wasn't sold out, by the way, but it was close. They probably announced a sellout.
Is that the first time it is not sold out?
No, it's kind of been that way, where the upper deck seats have been empty. But I will say, though, that the last three games, the crowds have been normal. I don't know what the numbers are, but 20,000-25,000. I mean, they actually had a really nice crowd on Sunday for kids' opening day.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was pedestrian. Right. So, again, look, tickets aren't cheap. Okay?
No.
And you can watch it on TV, no matter...
It's not just the tickets. It's expensive to go to the ballpark now. I went with my grandkids last year, and it's like, you go with a family.
Yeah.
By the time you park and get the tickets and get food and get a souvenir, whatever, you're, out a couple hundred dollars.
No doubt about it. And now you can watch it. I know you got to pay and all that. Masson's all messed up, etc. But, hey, you can sit at home and watch the game, get all the commentary, get all the replays, get all the interviews. Pretty easy. So they got to bring things.
But you don't
to the
get
ballpark.
That ballpark hot dog.
You certainly don't.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock, right around the ballpark, not too far in the Riverside Federal Hill areas. There was another shooting that took place. Last December, you'll recall that there was a man shot and killed in the parking lot of Federal Hill Prep School. That was just across from Cross Street Market. And then Saturday shooting grazed a 20-year-old. That happened across the street from Thomas Johnson Elementary Middle School. And, again, gunfire erupts in Federal Hill. We keep hearing from the mayor the group violence reduction strategy and the Baltimore Entertainment, the BPD Entertainment District Unit have all been deployed. But it does not seem to look, nothing is 100%. I get that. But it just seems like Fells Point, there was an issue over the weekend. Federal Hill, there are still issues. And here you'll hear this is Fox 45's Vincent Hill filing this report with one of the residents of Federal Hill.
Saturday night, just before 10 o'clock.
It's right on the border of Fed Hill South in Riverside.
Just inside the Federal Hill neighborhood, shots ring out. Video surveillance obtained by Fox 45 shows the mayhem of what appears to be two shooters before their intended targets run off.
I was definitely scared. Like, I could have been walking to my apartment at that time.
Yeah, it's a good thing they weren't good shots, because there'd be a lot more people dead with 12 gunshots fired. And they showed the bullet fragments that were hitting the homes in that area were children children are in some of these homes. And Jen Covino, she's the public safety chair of the Federal Hill Neighborhood Association. She reacted.
It's the sound of those gunshots that inflicts a lot of terror in a lot of families here. We had another discharge on Thursday that was reported, and now we've had a 20-year-old get shot Saturday night at 9:45 at night.
Yeah. So still early in the evening, and the Baltimore Police Department established this entertainment district unit that's supposed to handle unruly crowds, disperse these crowds, these mobs that have been gathering together, these TikTok takeovers, as they're called, or even in some portions of Federal Hill. And, you know, Covino says it's not working.
The entertainment district unit can't just simply come and swarm around Cross Street Market and be at the bars there. We need active policing throughout residential corridors here, around our schools. We've now had two incidents at different elementary schools in Federal Hill. That does nothing to attract the families we want to attract to be part of this community here in Baltimore.
Yeah, I think it's different for people that move downtown and they're single, they're in their early 20s, whatever the case may be. But once you introduce children into the thing and there are families, I think like Jen Covino, and remember, she's the public safety chair of the Federal Hill Neighborhood Association. She's put her house up on the market for sale.
I've got my house on the market right now. I've said to everyone throughout the years, you know, take your power, go to the polls, go vote. And I think, unfortunately, I'm starting to feel helpless, and I realize there's one thing that I can do beyond going to the polls to vote, and that's to put my property on the market because of the city's failures to keep my community safe.
Yeah, so it does not seem that the voters of Baltimore have any real vested interest in public safety, because they keep returning the Brandon Scotts, the city council people that have no idea how to combat crime, Governor Moore, this same ideology of let the juveniles run wild, let people out early, no cash bail. Let's punish law enforcement working with ICE agents. This is the same kind of mindset that's going to dominate Maryland for years to come. So the only thing you're left with now is a exodus. People wanting to get out of Baltimore. And it's happening. And it's been happening on a regular basis. That's why Baltimore County now is one of the largest jurisdictions in the area. They have over 800,000 people, and Baltimore dwindling now down to 500,000. Pretty soon, they'll be below that 500,000 mark, which
Shrewsbury and Stewartstown is exploding because people are running.
Yep, Pennsylvania, elsewhere. 743, traffic, weather on threes. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you'll get a chance to win some WCBM merchandise. And right now, with the latest on traffic, here is Lugnuts Johnson.
I brought to you as a service of Bernese Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The contractor is working now. We haven't talked about that for a while, but he's back in there again in the left-hand lane, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. And we are getting delay there. Finally, they've reopened westbound Route 32 and removing traffic again from a wreck that happened early this morning at 5:30 at 198. The backup is easing, not quite gone yet, but much better than it has been for the better part of the morning through there. We're still up to the area of 20 to 25-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. JFX, you're good. You'll have most of your morning delays in the usual spots in and around 695. Bernese Automotive is celebrating their 30-year anniversary in April, and you'll always get the best service and complete satisfaction. Stop in and see Bernie at Bernese Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, low 80s today. Stray showers still possible. Overnight temps in the low 60s. Pretty much the same for Wednesday. Low 80s with a chance of showers and storms as well. Right now we're cloudy skies, and it's 59 in Glen Burnie, 56 in Stevensville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We got WCBM merchandise up for grabs. Mike in Eldersburg, good morning.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to try last.
All right. Well, good luck, Mike.
Thank you.
Here are your stories. A Birmingham, Alabama television reporter closed her evening newscast with a bizarre shout-out to Hassan al-Banna, the man who founded the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamist organization that was branded a terrorist organization by the U.S. Treasury and State Department's Sinclair Broadcasting. Said they've handled the matter internally and assured viewers that it would not happen again.
Story two, a Major League umpire who was overturned six times on challenge calls over the weekend has admitted he is legally blind.
And how much money does he make?
Hunter Wendelstedt said that he's been umpiring for 20 years and that his vision has gotten worse, but he was just afraid to admit it. Now he's going to retire on disability.
Holy cow.
And story three, it's a statue on the monument President Trump's not going to like. A group called Secret Handshakes put up a temporary sculpture of a throne with a golden toilet as a seat. The plaque on the statue reads, "A throne fit for a king." No word on whether President Trump is aware of the golden throne or not. Is it story one? TV anchor signs off with a salute to the Muslim Brotherhood. Story two, MLB umpire admits he's legally blind. Or story three, the golden throne on our national mall. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
Well.
Don't you have one of those?
Oh, I'm going to go with the umpire.
All right, Chuck goes with story number two. Kristen?
I was thinking that one might be true, but I know Chuck follows baseball. But I think to be different, I'm going to go with number three. I cannot hear, at least, about the statue.
Kristen goes for number three. Maggie?
I know my toilets, and I say number three is the fake.
You say number three is the fake. All right.
We should have one of those.
Yeah, I think we... Do you want to see
WCBM Memorial?
Story number three was submitted by one Charles Gishler, and it is a true story.
Oh!
Thank you, Charles. Appreciate that.
Well...
Story one, the TV anchor signing off with the salute to the Muslim Brotherhood. That is a true story, meaning Chuck gets it right. The MLB umpire story, legally blind, is our fake news story today. So, Chuck.
Gladly accepted.
Yeah.
Keep gloating.
Gladly
accepted. You're gloat worthy.
Any words of wisdom for your fellow panelists here?
No, I would just say don't let the toilet seat hit you in the back of your neck. Because I've had the seat hit me in the back of the neck, and I damn near killed myself.
Yeah, you almost. Hey, I call that a decrapitization.
Yes, right. I look like Papa Smurf after that happened.
Yeah, you were. Look at the tidy bowl man.
I was drowning in blue water.
Yes, you were. All right, we'll see you in a couple. Hey, Mike, sorry about that. Thanks for playing the game, and we'll try again next time. Appreciate that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. This ongoing, they keep telling us that, homicides are down. Overall violent crime is down where it once was, but it's still not a safe city. It just isn't compared to others around the country. And because it was so bad for so long, it's going to take a long time. Now, a lot of that due, certainly not to Brandon Scott or Wes Moore. A lot of it due, I think there are a number of components here. One, of course, was Ivan Bates as the prosecutor. And he was working with Eric Barron, the former U.S. attorney. And they were quite the team to go after some of these juvenile cartels in the Al Capone style. But then you also have President Trump removing criminal illegal aliens with ICE. And across the nation, including here in Baltimore as well. So that has all helped. It's helped to contribute. But you still have juveniles. They're allowed to wander the streets at all hours of the night. Some just looking to hang out. Some are looking to find trouble, and often do. And so that's until we get a handle on that, it's going to be the same old, in Federal Hill, in Fells Point, in just about every neighborhood in Baltimore. 750, our good buddies Mayor and Mayor that run Town Appliance. It's the 47th anniversary sale going on right now at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. They've got every single thing you can imagine there. 70 different brands for every budget as well, whether you're just on a, you know, cost conscious or whether cost is you can spare no expense on some of these appliances and kitchens are just amazing. But you got to go see them for yourself at the showroom and you get a much greater appreciation. Right now you can win a free coffee machine. No purchase necessary at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Tell them I sent you.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
You know, I just realized something thanks to our executive producer, Kristen. I don't know if we got an answer from Mike in Eldersburg on the fake news. I think we may have. I may have been distracted by the toilet story. So Mike, if I apologize if you did not get a chance to pick a story that is on that's on me. I apologize. So call us back and we'll get your information. We'll award you the prize anyway because that was on me. Certainly not your fault. So Mike, if you are still listening and you did not get a chance, I don't think you did to answer the. I think that's a first. I think it's never happened before in the history of this game for as long as we've been playing. You know, some of these stories, you get distracted, but that would be my fault alone. So, Mike, give us a call back, and if you're interested in the prize, we're going to give that prize to you anyway, even without having to pick the correct fake news story, okay? So that I apologize for that colossal mistake. See, Chuck does it to me every time. Just for some strange reason, he just gets in my head. And it's hard to extract.
Blame it on me. Pick on an old man, can't do nothing. That's nice. Brad bastard, I'm telling you. I almost said something bad just then. I was going to say, well, never mind. Let's just say you messed up. I was going to say something almost slipped out.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess it would.
You all screwed right. up and messed me up.
I think Mike has called back, so we're going to get him squared away. So
yeah, good. Give him everything.
My apologies.
Two for one day.
7:53, traffic weather. Now on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Southbound, both the Harbor Tunnels, still in the area of 20 to 25-minute delays. Getting a little better, but still jammed up as you're going south. But at least everybody's moving. And then the interchange at 95 Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open. The exit ramp from 95 south, that's a long ramp that takes you down eventually onto Russell Street and the BW Parkway. And that's kind of slow right now, but the parkway is doing okay, at least out to the Beltway with heavy traffic southbound from the City Cali line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Mike did call back, by the way, and he was laughing about the whole thing as well. So he was really good sport about it. So thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. Mostly cloudy, highs and low 80s. Chance for a stray shower possible. Right now, cloudy 60 in Columbia, 59 in Owings Mills. And if you missed our 6 o'clock hour, you wish to go back and listen to it on demand at WCBM.com or through the WCBM mobile app because we talked all about the unjust, the tricks, the leisure domain chicanery that was practiced by the Speaker of the House regarding the BRFA, which is the Conference Committee Report. That's the Budget Reconciliation Financing Act, in which once the two houses pass a budget and any differences that need to be go to Conference Committee, that this was Senate, I think it's Senate Bill 284 that they voted on last night. But they did it last second after Pelosi spoke, after they did all their colleagues' announcements, their personal announcements, and there was no, it was not on the calendar.
And a lot of Republicans checked out. They went home for the, you know, they had people coming in for Holy Week, and some Passover's just around the bend. And so a lot of folks went home, and actually 14 people didn't get a chance to vote. And that, I don't care if Ben Bard's a Democrat, was saying that, oh, this happens all the time. Well, that's no way to legislate. That's no way to treat a bill as important as BRFA. And again, Kathy Chalega and others called them out on it. It just the attitude on these people, it really stinks. They don't think they're can be held accountable. They can do whatever they want. And let's now segue over to the Republicans, because the Democrats act a certain way, Republicans act another way. We report on the not-so-sweet 16 members of the House of Delegates that voted on the budget, with the budget, with the increased spending, nearly $4 billion in more spending, not addressing the structural deficit, the cuts to the Developmental Disability Agency, and so on and so forth. And we named names yesterday, and I promised we would get the names over in the Senate. And I have those for you as well. There were six Republicans that voted against the budget. They are Minority Leader Steve Hershey, Justin Reedy, Johnny Ray Sailing, William Folden, Mary Beth Carrazza of the Eastern Shore, Jason Gallion of the Eastern Shore. The seven Republicans who voted for the governor's budget, which spends more than last year's budget, which does not address the structural deficit. Now, yeah, it didn't increase any taxes or anything, but still you're more spending, more government, and you're kicking the can down the road. These Republicans were voted with the Democrats. Senator Mike McKay and Paul Quarterman, I believe they're from Western Maryland. J.B. Jennings, from right here in the Baltimore metro. Jack Bailey, Brian Simonair, Johnny Motz of the Eastern Shore, and Chris West, here in the Baltimore metro, all voted with the Democrats to spend more, to grow more government, and to ignore structural deficits for the foreseeable future. So there you go. That's the so-called Republican opposition. So I sent an email to all seven senators yesterday, and I asked them, why did you vote for SB 282, the 2027 Maryland budget bill that increased spending by almost $4 billion and failed to address Maryland's ongoing structural deficit? I got a response from one, Senator Jack Bailey, at least his office. His chief of staff, Christina Vigorio, responded, and she basically did not address the immediate question on the spending. She says, concerns remain over long-term fiscal health of the state. This year's budget is balanced. Yeah, we know it has to be balanced. And she said, without any new or increased taxes or fees, which is why Senator Bailey voted for it. She said that that he voted in order to ensure the General Assembly meets its constitutional obligation to pass a balanced budget. It has to do it. Now, you don't have to vote for the budget in order for Governor Moore to meet his constitutional obligations. I think that's a little smoke and mirrors, I tell you that. But they tried to have it both ways. He said, Senator Bailey voted against BRFA, but with the budget. So, again, that's two sides of the coin there, folks. All right, Rescue Natural Supplements. Wanted me to share with you Rescue Orsine. It's incredible supplements. One of our best sellers at each and every month, because it is all natural, no side effects. It helps to regulate blood pressure. It's heart healthy. It is helpful in providing fuel for your cells, for cells to operate efficiently, for cells to restore themselves, repair. You know, aging is cellular death. That's the process of aging, when your cells begin to not be as efficient and not restore and repair themselves, and that's the process of aging. So if you want to, nobody can avoid it, but if you want to slow it down, best way to do that is make sure you have the energy that you need all day long, sustainable energy, and you've got the proper fuel for your cells. My energy is a coupon code. Buy one, get one free for Rescue Orsine. That's My Energy at 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com. Coming up next, Senate debates the energy bill.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason.
been almost 4 years since gas prices have been this high, averaging just over $4 a gallon, according to the AAA. That is the national average. Drivers in some states have been paying much more for a while now. President Trump assures us that prices will drop quickly once the Iran war wraps up. And speaking of the war, America's Gulf allies encourage the president to stand firm, keep hitting Iran until the regime has been crushed once and for all.
U.S. Gulf and Israeli officials tell AP Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, and Bahrain have been urging President Trump to keep prosecuting the war against Iran, saying Tehran has not been weakened enough. They're looking for changes in Iran's leadership, or a dramatic shift in its behavior, including ending its nuclear and missile programs. The sources, who are not authorized to comment publicly about sensitive diplomatic conversations and spoke on condition of anonymity, say the Saudis and the UAE are pushing the hardest, with the UAE favoring a ground invasion. Oman and Qatar prefer diplomacy. I'm Ben Thomas.
Top European diplomats paying a visit to Ukraine.
EU assistance is crucial for Ukraine after aid from the US has all but dried up under Donald Trump. One subject that will almost certainly come up during the discussions in Kyiv are ways of releasing a vital loan to Ukraine worth more than $100 billion after it was blocked by Hungary 10 days ago. Officials from the EU will also commemorate the fourth anniversary of the mass killings of civilians by Russian troops in the town of Bucha outside Kyiv.
The BBC's Vitaly Shevchenko. On Wall Street, stock futures sharply higher. The Dow futures are up 445 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 203 points. S&P futures better by 61. More on these stories, townhall.com.
A sacred season is approaching, a time to remember God's deliverance, the night he brought his people out of bondage and into freedom, Passover. This year, many of God's people will observe Passover under the shadow of war. Across Israel, red alert sirens pierce the air. Families rush to shelters with just seconds to spare. The elderly fear they'll be left behind. Parents hold frightened children as explosions shake the night. Sleeplessness and uncertainty are now part of daily life there. But Passover reminds us that God hears the cries of his people and answers with love and compassion. That's why the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground in Israel, providing food and emergency supplies, equipping bomb shelters, and caring for the elderly and Holocaust survivors, bringing comfort and safety to God's children. Join Christians around the world in praying for Israel during this sacred Passover season, asking God to bring protection, comfort, and peace to the Holy Land. Stand with Israel in prayer today by visiting supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Lanes are open on the JFX. Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. Just a very brief delay as you get inside Northern Parkway and then start into the ramps downtown. So nothing major there. We're still backed up at least 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. The Beltway continues with the normal delays anywhere around 695. And we finally got the morning back up going towards Annapolis. We're slow now at I-97 southbound, right at the merge at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got an even warmer day ahead of us. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. A stray shower possible. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
58 degrees in Pikesville and 57 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Four Baltimore police officers have been indicted on assault, misconduct, and false report charges. Ivan Bates says Officer Kevin Dugan is charged with five counts of misconduct in office. And Officer Kevin Hilton is charged with second-degree assault and misconduct in office. Officer Mordecai Mandelbaum has been charged with false report, false statement, and two counts of misconduct in office, and Officer Menachem Rosenblum is charged with second-degree assault, false report, false statement, and four counts of misconduct in office. Anne Arundel County Police have released the names of the three suspects allegedly involved in an assault and robbery at Arundel Mills Mall. Police were called to the Burlington Coat Factory, where the victim, who was being assaulted by three men, pulled a gun and shot one of the suspects in the wrist. The injured suspect and two
others took off, leading police onto 97 and the Beltway in Baltimore County, where they crashed their vehicle and ran. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 580. The pick 4, 7466. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Not much offense for the Birds yesterday, except for this one moment early on.
Henderson clubs a fly ball. High to center field. Deep to center field. To center field. First home run of the season for Gunnar Henderson.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Henderson shot to dead center. Really the only bright spot last night as the Rangers starter Jack Leiter stymied the Birds. 5-2 was the final. Leiter striking out 8 in 6 innings pitched. Birds scoring 2 or less for the third time in 4 games. Tonight, Zach Eflin makes his 2026 debut, taking on Jacob DeGrom at 6:35 p.m. You remember DeGrom, by the way, from a year ago, carrying a no-hitter into the 8th at Camden Yards. NFL owners' meetings underway in Phoenix. Patriots owner Robert Kraft and Colts owner Carly Ursay Gordon pushing for an 18th game to be added to the NFL schedule. Ravens president Sashi Brown was asked yesterday where the Ravens line up on the issue.
We'd leave that to the league and I think the union to negotiate. We're all watching it closely.
Wow, a nothing answer from Sashi Brown. Sidebar, Kraft also in favor of an additional bye week, one less preseason game, and each team in the league playing one international game each year. Meanwhile, Giants head coach John Harbaugh at the mic, bringing a little of Baltimore to New York.
That make the most sense. As Ozzie used to always say, you know, the right player at the right price. It fits what we're trying to do. That's what we tried to do. I thought we did a really good job of it.
Including nabbing 4 Ravens to come to New York, including Patrick Ricard, Isaiah Likely, and Ardarius Washington. Harbaugh was answering the question of what he was most proud of bringing to the Giants in free agency. And finally, there's a new number one women's lacrosse team in the nation, and it's the Maryland Terrapins. The last remaining unbeaten team at 12-0, UNC was number one, but lost to Northwestern last week. Coming up in 30 minutes, Caps with a huge game tonight in D.C. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at a city councilman wants the city inspector general to have co-custody of all city records. But that would require a charter amendment vote. We'll tell you about that. And our top story, the Maryland Senate is debating that energy bill, the Utility Relief Act. As we get closer and closer to Senate I here in the next couple of weeks after the holiday, before you know it, this session will be over. And as we have been talking about energy throughout most of this session, the Democrats know that they are vulnerable on this issue. Republicans are trying to provide some relief, and they've talked about it exiting REGGIE at the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. They've talked about eliminating the power program, and that's the focus of the protest yesterday in Washington. A bunch of pro-empower advocates gathered. This is Brittany Baker, the Maryland director of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network.
We're here today to call on the Maryland General Assembly to protect the Empower program. It's a program that lowers energy bills for all Maryland ratepayers through the benefits to the aggregate grid.
Well, it's possible it can lower bills, but I don't know for all of us. It might lower for some of us. And what the Empower program does, you pay a surcharge on your electric bill, on your gas bill, each and every month. And that can provide for home energy checkups, weatherization services. You get rebates on heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems, and other services that actually could lower bills for some households. But again, you look at the charges, the money that's been going into this, and I don't know if we've ever got a full accountability, or a full accounting, I should say, of how much money is going out versus how much money is coming in and who's benefiting from that. So some people benefit are small businesses like HVAC contractors. Here's one, Sean Maloney. He's all in favor of the Empower program.
The governor is saying, set it on record, that he feels that this bill is going to drop people's annual utility bills by $150. When we do our home performance program and we install high efficiency HVAC systems, which are the largest driver of this, this is, in a lot of cases, dropping people's bills by over $1,000 a year.
Yeah, well, not every Marylander sees cost savings in that amount. And I should point out that I understand why he would love the Empower program. Because you, for he said, a high install a high efficiency HVAC system. Well, that on average runs close to $10,000. So even with the rebate, I don't know what they give you, $1,500 rebate, whatever. You got to spend $8,500 to save $1,000. That is the common sense that is being the logic that they're asking us to swallow here in this program. That and look. All you have to do is put some of these things on BGE's website, and you can do this stuff yourself. You can weatherize, you know, you can consider, I mean, you can do a lot of things. You can get replacement windows and doors, which will help save energy in your home, but that's going to cost money. So what they're ignoring is the ongoing problem with shuttering power plants and the source. That all of this is a distraction. It's a kabuki theater to make us think, oh, yeah, we need this solar. We need this wind. Ain't going to happen. And they've taken away our power supply. We've got to import 40% of our power from Pennsylvania. And this Empower program, somebody's getting rich off of it, and it's not us. Okay? So more on that coming up and what the Republicans are proposing in just a second. 8:13, traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're still in the area of 20-minute delays plus for the traffic south on 95 and 895. And looking at 95 here, it's crossing Route 40 at Pulaski Highway. It really begins to back up even back at Moravia Road. So from there to get into the tunnel and then get through the tunnel down towards 395, 20 to 25 minutes right now for the traffic. It's moving. There are no issues right now. And 895 is still backed up coming south from the Eastern Avenue Bridge and the Erdman Avenue ramp. 695, yep, all the normal stuff is out there. Nothing out of the ordinary. Southwest side of the Beltway has still been clear this morning from I-97 up to the Parkway. Construction is underway. Harford County heads up. They block a lane, the left-hand lane, I-95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast going to be nice and mild the next couple of days with cloudy skies, chance of a shower or storm both today and tomorrow. Highs will be in the low 80s, tonight in the low 60s as we head into the Easter weekend. Right now, 60 and cloudy in Annapolis, 59 in Ellicott City. And the birthplace of our Star-Spangled Banner, national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. It is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday celebration. It was on this day, March 31st, 1774, British Parliament passes the Boston Port Act, which closed the port of Boston and demanded the city's residents pay for nearly $1 million worth of tea that was dumped into Boston Harbor during the Boston Tea Party, December 16th, 1773. The Boston Port Act was the first and easiest to enforce of the four acts that together became known as the Coercive Acts. The other three were the New Quartering Act, the Administration of Justice Act, and the Massachusetts Government Act. As part of the tyrannical Crown's attempt to intimidate Boston's increasingly unruly residents, King George III, the tyrant, appointed General Thomas Gage, who commanded the British Army in North America, as the new governor of Massachusetts. Gage became governor May of 74 before the Massachusetts Government Act revoked the colony's 1691 charter and curtailed the powers of traditional town meetings and colonial council. These moves made it clear to Bostonians that the crown intended to impose martial law on their city. In June, Gage easily sealed the ports of Boston and Charlestown using the formidable British Navy, leaving merchants terrified of impending economic disaster. Many merchants just wanted to simply pay for the tea and disband the Boston Committee of Correspondence, which had served to organize the anti-British protests. The merchants' attempt at convincing their neighbors to assuage the British failed. A town meeting called to discuss the matter voted them down by a substantial margin. You see, Bostonians and Americans had simply had enough. Parliament hoped that the Coercive Acts would isolate Boston from Massachusetts and Massachusetts from New England and New England from the rest of the colonies, preventing unified colonial resistance to the British. But their effort backfired. Rather than abandon Boston, the colonial population shipped much-needed supplies to their Boston brethren and formed extra-legal provincial congresses to mobilize resistance to King George and the Crown. And by the time that Governor Gage attempted to enforce the Massachusetts Government Act, his authority had eroded beyond repair, and the revolution was about to begin. And that's a look at America's 250th birthday, brought to you by our friends at the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, call the Smile Design Center today, and make sure you tell Dr. Learfield and the staff, Nicole, everybody else over there that I told you to call. 410-321-1100. 410-321-1100, make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Learfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Learfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
So we're talking about the energy issue, and that is something that, look, we need to make sure that I think Republicans, if they want to win, if they want to have any chance of winning this upcoming fall, first to get the primary in June, then, of course, the general in November. But what I would be doing if I were one of the main Republican candidates for governor is I would start to be. We had that, I think it was several 2 months ago. I think it was Delegate Gillega and others were talking about it. Gershbeck's, that's the grocery store, local grocery store that had the $57,000 electric bill, which was like $20,000 or $25,000 more than usual. I would be gathering those people, those small businesses, these consumers, these ratepayers, and I would just be getting a laundry list of their names, contact information, and I'd be holding, if not daily, weekly, at the minimum, press conferences highlighting the, because guess what? These people are suffering just like the rest of us are with these high bills. Just to remind daily, it's like that water drip, Chinese water torture. Just drop every day. That's how you start getting that message through. I understand not everybody's going to want to carry that message, but you'd get some. Some TV stations would cover it. Some radio stations would cover it. Maybe even the Baltimore Sun. And people need to hear that and see that on the news almost daily for it to make an impact. That's my suggestion. It's 8:20. Joining us now from the law office is Michael A. Friedman, is the lead counselor himself. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Well, we're going to continue what you've been driving, which is really great information for everybody. We talked a couple weeks ago about this ChatGPT and AI deciding what your case is worth, and how we've beaten that, and how unpredictable and actually inaccurate that is. Well, get this. The guys who do our mobile app, and, you know, we were the first in town to have our own mobile app, got in touch with us and said that we've got to bring it up to date with iOS, Apple, and Google. And I said, fine. So they sent me the finished product. And the new product has sprawled across the front page, send this information here, and we can give you the appraisal. We can tell you what your case is worth. And it's via ChatGPT. So our app is supposed to be sending people to AI instead of us. So I called them and said, that's our job. We're the ones who are the experts. We're the ones who know the value of the case. I don't want anything on our website that directs anybody to any place else other than us. I said, if you had a heart problem, would you rather rely on ChatGPT, or would you rather talk to a real cardiologist who then could actually see you? I mean, it makes no sense. If an accident, there's a 25-minute stuff that you have to fill out for them. But what they don't ask is what jurisdiction is your case going to be heard. For example, if an accident's in Harford County, do they understand that if the driver lived in Prince George's County, you could sue in Prince George's County, where the awards are much greater for plaintiffs? Do they know that? All this kind of stuff, they don't know. So hopefully when this new app is put into effect, which should be this week sometime, so nobody should really notice the difference, it won't say to go any place else other than the law offices of Michael A. Friedman for you to get your appraisal. It just really, really, really is an irritant. There's a place for the AI, there's a place for ChatGPT and all these other bots. This is not one of them.
That's a good catch on your part, because I've just read an article about people using ChatGPT for medical advice. Do not do that.
No, yeah. I mean it's interesting. But you got to talk to a doctor
You can use it as research, as consult, but at the end of the day, in your case, you need to talk to a lawyer, or in a doctor's case, a medical advice, you need to talk to a doctor. I mean, that's the bottom line.
And just like you're saying, it's got to be heard every day. Some things you just have to pound into people, because people get into trouble trusting this stuff a little bit too much. Anyway, if you have a case, any case, and you want us to, estimate what we think is the value of the cases, please call us, 410-363-6848. We'd be more than happy. Even if you have a case with somebody else and you're having problems getting through to the lawyers, which we get all the time, we'd be more than happy to help you out. So give us a call. Thank you for the time, Sean. Always appreciate it. Keep doing it, buddy. We'll talk to you next
time. All right. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate that. Don't forget the website, maflaw.com, 823. Traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here's Lug Nuts.
We're looking at 895, and there's some gaps in the traffic now, but we're still at least 15, maybe 20 minutes southbound as you're coming down from the Urban Avenue ramp. That's the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, which is two lanes southbound, and it works its way eventually into the old Harbor Tunnel. It's been there since the late 50s, and they ain't going to widen it out. We're stuck with what we got. The four lanes at the Fort McHenry Tunnel are open, and they're moving okay. Not too bad, but we're still backed up there, even back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So right there, we're still in the range of 20 to 25 minutes. JFX, last check was good from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WC.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Boy, so it's going through the building today, cutting off callers, cutting off reports. We're all getting a little bit stir crazy, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's spring fever is affecting all. All right, mostly cloudy today. Highs will be in the low 80s. Stray shower possible today. Overnight lows in the 60s. We're right there right now. Pikesville 60. Reisterstown is 60 already. And we're talking about the Maryland Senate debating the energy bill. Republicans say eliminate the Empower program because right now that's costing you a significant charge on your energy bill.
I think it's a move in the right direction. It's certainly, you could save more ratepayer money if you eliminated Empower. People want to have already weatherized their houses. All this is doing, as Senator Hershey said, is taking ratepayer money and moving it around and lying to you and tell you that they're saving your own money.
Yeah, I mean, this is money that you've already paid out and taxed dollars, and whether it's the CEF fund or whether, the money that you're getting on this Empower, this is your money that you're paying in the Empower charge, and then you're getting it back in this rebate of whatever it is, $12.50 a month, which is just, we're talking about in some cases. Let me tell you my story I had the other day. All right, so you all know that I had a 3-year contract with Constellation Energy, which was cut short abruptly because of what the Maryland General Insane Asylum did, which I think could be a legal action somewhere down the line, but I'm not the litigious type. But if you have a standing contract with somebody and the Maryland General Assembly passes a law that forces you to break that contract, don't you have some kind of cure or lawsuit? I don't know. But anyway, I got notified by Constellation Energy. They said that we can no longer service you as of January, blah, 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 of 2026. So I still have some bills coming in. This is actually the last bill I got from Constellation. And BGE would give me a bill. It used to be BGE would collect the whole thing, and they would pay Constellation. Okay? Now I had to pay two separate entities, Constellation and BGE, which gets confusing after a while because you don't know which is which. And finally, I squared it away. I'm no longer paying anything to Constellation. But my new bill that I just got, for BGE, and I was averaging about $350 to $400 in the winter because it was cold. It was really cold. I expected it to be high. Opened up my bill. It was for $1,200. $1,200. Okay? So I immediately get on the phone, and I call BGE customer service. And they were very nice. They were very accommodating. The woman on the phone did a great job. She was a very good customer service representative, so I want to give her kudos. A great customer. I was on the phone with her for 15 minutes. And so, see, I don't have a smart meter because I don't like the electromagnetic waves that it puts out going through the house and the whole nine yards. We had that debate years ago. I know it's old school. But she goes, do me a favor. Can you read your meter? And I said, well, yeah. So I said, it's outside. She went outside, and I read off what she needed from the meter. And she came back to you. Hold on just a second. And she talked to somebody else, and she goes, I think your meter's bad. So we're going to have to come out and send somebody. So next week, they're sending somebody out to look at the meter to see if the meter's bad. And I'm wondering just how many other people. My meter was 37 years old. And so apparently it's not working properly. I'm hoping that it's not working properly because I know I'm using the same amount of kilowatt hours I've always used. Why did it go from $400 to $1,200? That's just incredible. So, again, I'll keep you abreast of the story, but how many other people have had that experience where they've got a bad meter or they've got a meter that's not been read properly, or we have these bills that are just and they're getting hammered with these kinds of complaints and folks, and some people just can't afford to pay them, especially folks on Social Security and Medicare. They're having a tough time meeting and making ends meet when they have these astronomical bills. I know they just passed, they can't cut your service off until, what, July or something? Because they worry about people freezing to death during the winter. It's a mess. Democrats have systematically ruined this state's energy posture. They really have with their green agenda. And now all the chickens are coming home to roost. And so I'm just one of many. Now, I don't have to pay $1,200. Could I afford it? Yeah, but I don't want to have to pay that because I don't think I accrued that kind of cost. But what about the people that can't afford that kind of money? I mean, that's just ridiculous. And so this is what's happening all over the state of Maryland. And you Republicans, if you ever want to, attain power again in the state, you got to fight for the little guy. You got to be out there fighting for all of us and stop swallowing all the crap that the Democrats are asking us to believe in the bills that they've put forward. All right, get your calls and comments on that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And time for a news update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Anne Arundel County Police are investigating a deadly crash in Severn. Officers were called to a two-vehicle accident on Route 100 near WBNA Road just before midnight Saturday and found the driver of one of the cars dead at the scene. He is identified as 84-year-old Kenneth King of Pasadena. Baltimore City's Deer Management Program is now underway, and Drew Hill Park will be closed from 4 p.m. until 7 a.m. through April 9th. USDA-trained sharpshooters are being used to reduce the deer population, and the operation will continue at Gwynns Falls, Leakin Park, and Herring Run Park until April 15th. Baltimore's Recreation and Parks Department says it has seen evidence of increasing deer-related problems across the city, including vehicle collisions and damage to homes and gardens. The meat harvested from the operation will be donated to the Maryland Food Bank. And the Johns Hopkins Health System is receiving $245,000 in federal funding for the JHU Safe Storage Project. The funding, secured by Congressman Mfume during the fiscal 2026 appropriations process, will be used for the purchase and distribution of gun safes, lock boxes, and cable locks at adult and pediatric trauma centers throughout the Johns Hopkins system. Officials say safe gun storage helps to prevent thefts, and it keeps children from being able to access firearms. And Fox 45 reports that affordability is the top issue on Marylanders' minds, with many residents saying everyday expenses from groceries to electricity have become harder to manage over the past year, according to a UUMBC poll. The poll surveyed 804 Maryland adults from Tuesday, March 17th to Sunday, March 22nd. Of those surveyed, 731 indicated they were registered voters. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the foods your birds love. Tea, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworm, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia. Or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
Do you know who has the keys to your home? Has it been years since you've had your locks changed? Do you know if anyone has duplicated your key without your knowledge? If you don't know the answer to any of these questions, contact Crestlock.com. Crestlock.com is locally family-owned since 1969. Crestlock.com is running a rekey special where you can get your locks rekeyed for a flat rate. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800 or email rekey at Crestlock.com today.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The Parkville side of the Beltway is still slow. It's Bel Air Road to at least Providence Road. Then it gets a little better over towards Delaney Valley Road and eventually over towards I-83 with the lanes open. But that one side there, right around Hartford Road and the bridge at Putty Hill, that's slow. The inner loop at Green Spring, not too bad, but still busy towards the JFX. And the west side, still mostly in that area from Liberty Road down through the ramps at Route 40 West. Construction takes away a lane in Hartford County. Heads up for that northbound I-95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got an even warmer day ahead of us. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. A stray shower possible. Mostly cloudy and mild tonight as temperatures fall back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds and Rangers tonight at 6:35 with Zach Eflin making his 2026 debut. Eflin, of course, chosen over Dean Kramer as the team's fifth starter. He'll oppose Jacob DeGrom tonight. You remember DeGrom. No-hit the Birds for seven innings a year ago at Camden Yards. Six of them were perfect until Colton Cowser broke it up in the eighth. Meanwhile, the tally now is $321 million. That's the amount of money the Birds have spent over the last 7 months to bolster their roster and their future. President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias giving the credit where credit is due.
I also want to point out how possible all these types of investments have been made since David and his group have taken over the franchise.
O's bringing in Alonzo, Ward, Boz, Basayo, and Bassett over the last 7 months. Ravens president Sashi Brown at the mic in Phoenix, Arizona, as the NFL owners' meetings get underway, asked about the Ravens' progress in bringing the NFL draft to Baltimore.
Yeah, we're still in communications, active communication with the league. These are rolling processes where the league gets a chance to know the local market.
Translation, the Ravens have not yet put in a bid. 2026, it'll be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 27, it'll be in D.C. 28, potentially in Buffalo, New York, targeting the new Highmark Stadium. Future bids are expected from cities like Minneapolis, Charlotte, and Denver. No mention of Baltimore. Love this comment from Hopkins grad and now Big Ten lacrosse announcer Mark Dixon on the Terps' Leo Johnson, the lacrosse player, after scoring a goal Saturday at Michigan.
Leo Johnson recognizes a little bit of time, puts it in, and then look at him barking at the Michigan defender. It's unnecessary. You made a play. You stuck it in the back of the cage. You're 3-4, Leo.
Love it. Happy heavenly birthday to the great Jack Johnson, the first black heavyweight boxing champion, born on this day in 1878. He passed away in 1946. Hockey Hall of Famer Gordie Howe, born March 31, 1928, passed away in 2016. And on this day in boxing history, 1973, Muhammad Ali suffers a broken jaw and loses a shocker, a 12-round decision to Ken Norton in San Diego. Ali wins the rematch on another decision 6 months later in Los Angeles. The time now is 8:37. When we return, being short is now an advantage.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
I was watching that Maryland lacrosse game when that happened, when he said that. Yeah, and then he went on to say that he had done it in other games. This wasn't the first game
exactly
that he was barking at the competition.
He's a transfer from Yale, apparently, and yes, that's the kind of what he does. You had mentioned the ABS ball strike challenge system,
yes,
in your fake news story. It's
right,
funny.
Right, right.
So the real story is C.B. Buckner was actually the umpire who got overturned six times. The Yankees were 10-11 last night in Seattle. They ended up losing anyway. The Birds are 70%, so you're really kind of focusing on the umpires now. But here's an unintended consequence. You know forever, since sports have begun,
right,
that teams lie when it comes to saying how tall their players are.
Right.
Like a six-footer is really 5'10". Can't happen anymore. Players are now measured for their strike zone. Because it's an automatic ball and strike system.
Okay.
So you have to have an accurate measurement of a player for every player to determine what his strike zone is.
Based on the lineup, even if the pinch hitter comes up in the eighth, ninth inning?
It's all on the computer.
Wow.
It's all on the computer. So teams can no longer lie. Okay, and so it's just and it's not bad. It's an unintended consequence. But now, when a player's 5'8", he's 5'8". Because if you list him at 5'10", his strike zone's going to be higher, and he's going to challenge.
Unless that player is wearing lifts. He could put lifts in his baseball cleats.
Now you're talking Houston Astros baseball. Okay.
Very true.
But it's really an interesting thing.
Okay.
So the shorter the player, the shorter the strike zone. Interesting.
Wouldn't it be proportionate?
No, because it's still, I guess
it's on body dimension. So some people have a bigger upper body than they do anything else. So I guess it imagines it's just really based on each individual physical stature of that player.
I think you're going to see a lot of Freddie Pottek 5'4 shortstops coming back into MLB.
Where's Bill Veeck when you need him?
Cookie Rojas.
Exactly. All right. Thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. I got Brian on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Brian. Brian could not hang with us or fell out of the cell. Call us back, Brian, if you'd like to. So the back and forth between City Hall over the information access and the Inspector General investigation, City Council Member Mark Conway, and again, all of a sudden he runs for Congress and he comes up with all these ideas. Where were you before, Mark? I mean, really? Okay. But anyway, he says he's got a solution. Change Baltimore's charter to ensure the city inspector general, Isabel Cumming, doesn't have to face a gatekeeper for information.
If the IT department can have access to all these files, I can't really understand why the IG can't have access to all these files.
Yeah, no, especially she's got subpoena power. Why wouldn't she? Her and Brandon Scott have a back and forth over information and investigation of the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement. As Cumming is investigating the former Youth Diversion Program sidestep, she was met with roadblocks and obstacles and brick walls. Requests for financial records were turned over but filled with redactions. She couldn't really follow the money effectively because it was being redacted. The investigation did continue, however, and a recent report found that thousands of dollars connected to fraudulent invoices. Mayor Scott is arguing that information is sensitive, sometimes can include juvenile records, which he argued can't be shared per state law, but he's arguing down in Annapolis that he wants access to it. So what is it, Mr. Mayor? Can it be shared by state law or not? Because you just don't want the inspector general to have it. You want it, but you don't want her to have it. And Conway says he doesn't know how you can root out fraud without having her given access.
The fact that the IG was able to identify fraud is indicative of me that we should be opening documentation to the IG so that she can fully identify what happened here and what we need to do to prevent it from happening again in the future.
But there's the rub, isn't it? This is exactly what happens in a one-party dominated and ruled state. They get to make the rules. They don't follow the rules, but they make them anyway. And so when they don't want something known or something followed, or if they don't want to get to the truth, they will find ways to obscure or obfuscate or make sure that you're denied access however they can. And Conway says it's impossible to identify fraud without this kind of access.
There is no time that we stop being accountable. If anyone in the administration played any part in any of the fraud or abuse of their power and the waste of taxpayer dollars, we should be able to identify that.
We should. We should also be able to identify everything at the state level. Every dollar that goes out of the state level should be accountable. Because heretofore we've been told that once some state agencies deliver the money out to nonprofits, out to other agencies, it's up to them to track it. The state says, we're going to Pontius Pilate it, wash our hands clean, and we're not going to know where it goes. Wink, wink. Because we don't want to know. And so that's the problem here. Instead, they have the system has been set up to waste, abuse, and defraud the taxpayer. That's our system. And it'd be nice if someone comes along and asks to change that system so we're getting the best bang for our buck. The legitimate agencies are getting the money that they need, whether it be for schools or for the disabled. And ones that are defrauding us are basically outed. And look, there's a new fraud. The guy was just confirmed by the Trump administration. I can't remember his name now. He's the new fraud guy that is going after, whether it's Minnesota or California. I would love Nick Shorter or some of these other guys to come to Maryland and start looking under rocks. I really would. It's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The Parkville side of the Beltway has been a little bit slow. I kept thinking they must be looking at something up near Pearing Parkway. Well, I found that a couple of vehicles are against the guardrail on the right side, right at the bridge at Pearing Parkway and where crosses Joppa Road. So they're looking at it, and with that, we're still backed up beyond the bridge at Hartford Road. If you just stay to the center and the left, it won't be any factor at all. But there's way off to the side. Not a big deal right now, but at least two vehicles just grabbing some attention through there. JFX should have been okay. There's still some leftover slowing. Not really bad right now, but still 15 to 20 minutes as you're coming south at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, low 80s, chance for a stray shower or storm in the low 60s tonight. Tomorrow, same thing, a cloudy, low 80s, chance for an afternoon shower or a thunderstorm. So it's going to be really, really mild the next couple of days. Right now, it is windy in 56 in Ocean City, 63 in Severn. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
And our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. For all your appliance needs, a retired seamstress has been running a teddy bear hospital from her home for the last 20 years. Her name is Ruth Hasman. She restores stuffed animals back to their former glory. And anyone who's ever had a child or a grandchild knows they become very, very attached to their teddy bear or their stuffed animal, whether it be a rabbit or lovey or whatever their nickname is. It's their security blanket, and kids get really, really attached. So Ruth knows that, and she talks about fixing them up like brand new again.
Welcome to the Teddy Bear and Stuffy Hospital. This is where it happens. So I've got different colors, different textures, a growler. I get these little notes from, you know, from the kids, and it just pulls my heart.
I'm honestly shocked. Like, they look better than they did when I first got them. He's like a decade old, I think. All the stuffing kind of fell to like the bottom part, and he was just like a piece of spaghetti. He's had a long day.
Just a great idea, and she is, I don't know the exact number, but think about it, for 20 years, it's got to be thousands and thousands of stuffed animals and teddy bears. I feel good news, something brought to you by Town Appliance.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. More great news from Town Appliance in Owings Mills as they're having their 47th anniversary shopping event going on right now. It's the perfect time to upgrade your appliances and stay on budget. Choose from over 70 top brands, including Frigidaire Professional. Stop in and see Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you find the perfect fit for your home and walk you through flexible financing options. They're open every day but Saturday. Visit townappliance.com. Click the anniversary giveaway banner for your chance to win a brand new coffee machine. No purchase necessary.
WCBM Baltimore.
By the way, I just saw in the Baltimore Sun this morning, there's a new UMBC poll out. Nearly 4 in 10 Marylanders say affordability pressures from rising grocery prices to soaring utility bills are the most important issue facing the state. 33%. Saying that cost of living, affordability, or prices are the top concern. Another 6% cited energy or utility costs. Again, all told, 75% of respondents say they're at least somewhat concerned about paying their monthly utility bills. 65% say household energy costs should be a high priority for the state legislature. See, I'm telling you, I've said this now for months. This is an Achilles heel. And if you get out there every day and you know, hit this this vulnerability, and not just with criticism, but with solutions, and I think it will have an effect. But you got to be able to put the work into it. This isn't going to be easy. And I think the populace is ready. They are primed for the pump, as they say. You just need to take advantage of that and give them a reason. Okay, give them a reason to want to make a change in the governor's mansion, to make a change in the General Assembly. And these affordable issues, remember, who was it, Carville, that once said during the Clinton, it's the economy, stupid? Well, today it's affordability, stupid. And if you can win that argument on affordability, I think you got a great chance. By the way, I want you to join us for Pints and Politics. It's coming back Thursday, April the 23rd, from 5 to 7 p.m. Join me and a special guest as we discuss the latest on the Maryland General Assembly, what came out of the Assembly, also national politics. Hopefully, the major combat operations in Iran will have concluded by then. We can focus on whatever is next, including the midterms. It's going to be a big topic of discussion. It's an opportunity to join us in Michael's, one of my favorite places in all of Baltimore, Michael's, right there on York Road. Tickets are just $25, and they will include light hors d'oeuvres, and you get your complimentary WCBM pint glass included. There's going to be a cash bar available as well. Last year's event was well attended. I don't want you to get shut out, so your tickets, get them early, and make sure that, because we do have a limited number of people that we can accommodate. Right now, check out WCBM.com is where you go for your tickets, sponsored by the Smile Design Center. We'll see you at Pints and Politics with our special guest that we can announce probably in a couple of weeks. All right, it's coming up at 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And up next, there's been a bombshell defense filing in the Charlie Kirk assassination trial, and also J6 protesters are suing U.S. Capitol Police. We'll share that with you in just a second. But first, Caroline Leavitt called out the media yesterday for their lack thereof of the coverage of that 18-year-old university, Loyola University student that was murdered by an illegal alien on the lakefront pier in Chicago.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Winstead. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So this just in, the Daily Mail, which is a London tabloid, so keep that in mind, are saying that in the Charlie Kirk assassination trial of alleged killer Tyler Robinson, that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives was unable to identify the bullet recovered at autopsy to the rifle allegedly tied to Mr. Robinson. So what that means is this is not a ballistic match as of yet to the rifle that he allegedly used to murder Charlie Kirk. I am certainly not a ballistics expert, but I am told that the bullet could be misshapen after the shooting via ricochet or any number of other things and could have affected the striations on the round. So it is going to be up to forensic ballistic experts to see if they can match this round with the rifle at some point. The reason why the defense team put this in, they're trying to push the trial back by 6 months. It doesn't mean that it's not not ultimately could be a match. It's just right now the round that they have does not match the rifle that they're alleging that he used. And that's a big development in that trial. Day 53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Sounds like 1963.
Yeah.
All over again.
How come he started out with Lee Harvey Oswald, had a German Mauser, and then he had a Mannlicher Carcano?
Yeah.
So what happened with that? You know, there's always something that comes up, you know? We're looking at about 10, maybe 15-minute delays right now. We're starting to improve, finally, at both the harbor tunnels. We're moving traffic. All four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 now. Some gaps in the traffic coming south from the O'Donnell Street ramp. Construction underway, losing a lane, northbound 95 at Route 24. The northeast outer loop is still the slowdown. Hartford Road and Putty Hill coming over to an accident. A couple of vehicles are tucked into the right side on the outer loop, affecting the right lane just after you cross Paring Parkway. So kind of stay to the center and the left through there, and then you'll be okay up the hill towards Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 says mostly cloudy today, low 80s, chance of a stray shower in the 60s tonight. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. Right now, 62 and cloudy in the city, 63 and cloudy in Glen Burnie. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Kim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. What do you got planned for us here on the show?
All right. Lots of local topics today. We are finding out more of what happened at the Arundel Mills Mall over the weekend. You know, my friend Dave was actually there with his son, and they were going to see Medieval Times, I guess, right there.
Right.
Yeah, and of course they were stopped by everyone. They were like, there were people running in the parking lot. He said it was like pure chaos.
I bet.
And then to find out, apparently there's three more suspects that they're searching for. I thought they had everybody, so we'll talk about the latest details on that one. Also, the emergency abortions protections. This is just so silly to me, Sean. I mean, I don't talk a lot about the abortion topic or pro-life or anything like that, but they're trying to enshrine this into the state law, right, to make sure that emergency abortions can be performed. We already have that in place.
Mm-hmm.
That is already a thing.
Yeah, they put it in our state constitution, for God's sake.
Right. So it's just, honestly, it's just the pandering, the virtual signaling. Why do we continue to do this? We have so many things to focus on in Annapolis, but here we are again, just making a statement. So
I don't understand why there is so much of this. And again, you look at it and you study the history of this issue with Margaret Sanger.
Right.
Margaret Sanger, who said that, her term, not mine, Negroes should be exterminated like weeds.
Yep.
And that they set up these clinics in cities.
Predominantly black neighborhoods.
Predominantly black neighborhoods and certainly near college campuses and so on and so forth. I think it's obvious what the intent was. I'm just shocked that Democrats don't recognize that and continue to pander to this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, they're the party of the KKK, so.
That is true.
So I think it's all part of the plan. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll talk a little bit about that, too.
Nick and Amber clip?
Yep. Yeah. And then also Chili. She was with TLC.
Right.
Apparently, she's now trying to, backtrack a lot. But people had been saying before that they believed that she was MAGA. She actually dates the guy, Matthew Lawrence, that used to be on Boy Meets World. Remember his neighbor? Did you ever see Boy Meets World?
No,
That's my first question, I guess.
Okay. No, I never watched it.
Well, anyways, it's his neighbor, a cute white guy. But, a lot of people already thought, because he's somewhat MAGA, too.
Okay.
So, and it's like, can we just have a voice of our own? Do we all have to be the same? It's such nonsense. Anyways, we'll talk about that. Also, the Feds to Ed program. I did want to talk about the latest update there. Remember all those federal workers that were released because of DOGE?
Yes.
Well, then you had Governor Wes Moore say, oh, well, they can be teachers. They can, we'll send them to school. We'll put $1 million into this. Well, apparently it's a very low number of individuals that took this on. And I'm going to talk about why I think that is.
I wonder how many people actually availed themselves of the loans, too, that he was offering as well.
Yeah.
And if they have to pay them back, so we'll see. All right, thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
Can't wait. Starts at 9 o'clock. All right, so Caroline Leavitt nuking the leftist media and the hacks for refusal to cover the murder of Sheridan and Corman by a criminal illegal alien from Venezuela, as the networks barely covered any of it.
Just last week, Sheridan Gorman, a young woman in Chicago, was shot and killed on the street walking with her friends outside of her university by an illegal alien from Venezuela who had no right to be here in the first place. And it's despicable that Democrats are currently defunding the department that's responsible for removing illegal aliens like that. And I would also add it's despicable that the lack of coverage of this young woman's case, of her life, and the way that it was tragically cut short. I saw a survey over the weekend that I'd like to bring to all of your attention. This is the media coverage of the case of Sheridan Gorman. You have ABC News has spent 1 minute and 19 seconds between 2 days when this case was first alerted. You have CBS, 2 minutes and 1 second. You have NBC, 23 seconds spent on the life of a young, beautiful American woman whose life was taken short by an illegal alien who should have never been here in the first place, when we are in the middle of a battle on Capitol Hill with a major political party, the Democrat Party, who wants to defund the agency that is responsible for protecting Americans. I think her life was worth more than 23 seconds on cable television, and I think the people in this room have a responsibility to report on cases like this because it just exemplifies why the president believes so strongly in deporting illegal aliens from our communities. And thank you for the question.
Yeah, because it doesn't fit the narrative. That's why. That's why they don't want to give it any coverage at all. And they're all guilty. State-run drive-by media. By the way, J6 protesters have filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Capitol Police, seeking tens of millions in damages from the federal government. It was filed this week in Florida. It targets the actions of the Capitol Police for using excessive and indiscriminate force against protesters, resulting in physical, emotional injuries, and even death. They fired rubber bullets, chemical spray, and flashbang grenades into the crowd that they were just milling about. We've seen the videos. I've seen the videos. And they're the ones that launched, I think, the with those flashbangs, again, part of the riot, if you will, or some of the violence. Unbelievable. All right, stay tuned for Kim. See you tomorrow morning at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.